Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Seward tonight on the campus of Concordia University. It's high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High Tigers and the Seward Blue Jays. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And Hastings coming in. Jimmy, a mark of no wins and three losses on the season, losing to Columbus, Schuyler, and the Scotts Bluff. But tonight, maybe a chance to jumpstart their season a little bit. A team that we beat a year ago in Hastings 28-27. We play the Seward Blue Jays here for 2009.
Well, and it would be a good time to get a season started, Mike. In that opening game we did against Columbus, a very sloppy play by the Tigers. And that's pretty much been the case through the last couple of weeks, and not being able to do the games. But in order to talk to Coach Rebarger a couple of times during the week, he said that just turnovers are putting the ball on the turf way too much, and that's been very costly for them. I know there's been a couple of games they've had the ball inside the red zone up to 3 and 4 times during the game and not able to come away with any points. You just can't afford to do that in Class B football. So I think it's going to be very important for the Tigers to get off to a good start tonight, eliminate the turnovers. If they can eliminate the turnovers, you said it in the pregame show with Coach that they were able to put together a nice long drive against the Scotts Bluff last week and go down a score, so they know the offense can move the football. They just have to eliminate the turnovers and penalties. They've really shot themselves in the foot this year so far with those mistakes.
Hastings has had some injury problems. We do get one member back. That's Jack Andreessen. He will start a tight end tonight. But the Tigers have had some sickness throughout the program. A lot of the guys that have been going both ways, both on offense and defense, will only go one way tonight. Some players won't even play tonight. So.
Yeah, and there is a lot of sickness going around. And helping coach midget football, we had several kids last night miss practice, and I know that was the case for some of the other teams. So a lot of sickness going around the Hastings Public Schools as we're underway here in Seward.
Here's Chase Cook. Chase Cook going to return the ball for Seward right up in the center of the field, 20-25, out to the 28-yard line before he is brought down. And the tackle for Hastings is Nick Patrick. So Seward will run a couple of different offenses. You're going to see them stacked up in the Maryland I formation part of the time tonight, and then they will spread the field. So that is what has caused some problems as far as getting prepared for Seward tonight. You really got to prepare for two different styles of offenses. Right now, they'll send two wide receivers out to the left side. First play of this high school football game tonight, Cook will hand the ball away right up in the center of the field here across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line. That's Chase Wardeman. He had 599 yards a year ago for Seward. Wardeman, a 174-pound junior, carries the ball for about 5 yards right up the middle to about the 34-yard line. Seward quickly back up to the line of scrimmage. Wide receiver split out wide to the left side, backs in the Maryland I formation. Cook again hands the ball away to Wardeman. That time he runs right into Nick Patrick. The nose tackle for Hastings. A little if any gain. It's going to bring up a third down and 5 situation. Hastings on defense. We'll start off with Heath Sad. Also Alex Keel, Nick Patrick, and Brandon Springer across the front. The backers will be Matt Geiger, Brandon Rees, and Bo Zimmerman. And in the defensive secondary, Ben Reimer, Brady Rutt, Taylor Bush, and Kyle Hamburger. A pickup of about 2 on that last play. Third down and about 3 yards to go. Ball wrestling between the 36 and the 37-yard line. We're at Bulldog Stadium on the campus of Concordia University. Here's a quick pitch. It's going to go to Wardeman. Wardeman is hitting the backfield, and down he goes. Did not get to the line of scrimmage right there. Tackled on the play by Brady Rutt for Hastings High. So a good series there for the Hastings High defense. Is 3 plays and out. The Tigers will get the football.
Yeah, good job there defensively by the Tigers. They run the stretch play to the left side with Wardeman, and there's going to be 3 guys offensively for Seward that you're going to hear their name an awful lot tonight. Chase Cook, brother Sam Cook, the punter for the Baltimore Ravens, played for the University of Nebraska. Then also Wardeman and Logan Frank will be the 3 guys that you will hear an awful lot of. But the Tiger defense stands the test, and they force Seward to punt.
All right, here's the punt, and Hastings will field this one. Butler grabs it at the 29, down the sideline, 35-40. He's going to be knocked out of bounds up around the 45-yard line. So Andy Butler, he's one of the guys, Jimmy, that was kind of fighting the old flu bug all week long. He was not scheduled to start for Hastings tonight offensively, but he grabs his first punt and returns it nicely 15 yards after a 35-yard punt. Hastings getting great field position here on the opening drive, first down and 10 on their own 44-yard line.
Well, and you'd mentioned getting Andreessen back from the concussion that he sustained in the Schuyler football game. That'll be a nice addition back for the Tigers. And we'll check the running backs behind Brady Rudd as Brady getting a little more healthier after the last couple of weeks. He's been sick as well.
Brandon Rees will be your fullback, and Tanner Jones will get to call it eye back. He'll take the ball in his first play. Angles off to the left side across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Seward Blue Jays, a linebacking core there. So a pickup for Tanner Jones of about 4 yards. That was Tanner's first carry of the 2009 season. Again, he's playing in replace of Andy Butler, who's been fighting the flu bug all week long. Ben Reimer is your wide receiver, split out wide to the left side. Brady Rudder is your quarterback. One lone set back, Brandon Rees in the backfield. And here's the play as they back up. Rutt throws it to the far side. It's going to be tipped to the line of scrimmage. Ball was tipped to the line of scrimmage, getting through there for the Seward Blue Jays. You'll hear this guy's name a lot here tonight, Thomas Boehner. Boehner, 200 pounds and a senior, tips that pass away. So that's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and 7 yards to go. Tigers moving left to right here in the first quarter.
Rutt looking over to the left side for Kyle Hamburger, but that one there, just good penetration by Boehner up the front defensively for Seward to bat that one down. Third down and about 7 for the Tigers.
Wide receiver goes out to the right side. Here is Rutt running the football across the 50. He's got the first down across the 45 down to the Seward 41-yard line. So this is a quarterback keeper on the option play. Brady Rutt hangs onto the football and takes it all the way down to the 41. Tackle is made in there by Logan Henning, the 230-pound junior defensive lineman for the Jays. But that is a first down for the Tigers.
Gain of 15 yards for Brady Rutt off the right side. A good job by the Tiger front line, opening up a hole off right tackle. And Brady, as we've talked about in the last few weeks, very comfortable in there now at that starting quarterback position. Looks very good tonight so far.
First down and 10. Here's a handoff. Rees, big hole, 35-30. Twists and turns his way down to the 28-yard line. That's another first down. Brandon Rees, a little fullback dive, takes it right up into the teeth of the buzzsaw of the Seward defense. Hastings moving the chains. It's first down and 10 at the Seward 29-yard line.
And a good job again by the line for Hastings High, opening up a nice hole there for
Rees.
Brandon Rees just on the trap play, able to pick up 12 yards, another first down. The Tigers move the ball down to the Concordia, or the Seward 29-yard line.
Backs in the I formation again. Rutt's going to hand the ball away to Jones. Angles off on the right side. Hit once, hit twice, and down he goes. Leans forward maybe for a yard or two as he is brought down on the play. Tackle is made again by Logan Henning, a 230-pound junior defensive lineman for the Seward Blue Jays. Hastings across the front tonight with Springer, Andres Sad, Haltmeyer, and Keel across the front. The tight end is Jack Andreessen. The dagger back is Matt Geiger. And the two wide receivers will be Ben Reimer and James Hammack with Jones and Rees in the backfield. Second down, 7 yards to go. Option play, Rutt's got the ball, slices it inside to the 20-yard line, down to the 19. Going to be very close to another first down for Hastings High. So remember, the Tigers held on defense on the opening possession of this ball game. Got good field position. They take over right around the 45-yard line, their own 45. And they have marched the ball right down the field against the Seward defense. Hastings now with a first down and 10 at the Seward 19-yard line.
Rutt doing a great job there running the option to the left side, but he's seen a hole. He cut it up the middle of the field, picks up 7 yards, and another first down. That's first down number 3. Rutt, 2 carries now on 21 yards as the Tigers continue to drive.
Jones goes in motion. Here's a handoff to Rees, and Rees bangs his way down to about the 16-yard line. A pickup of 3 yards in a play, heading again into the stop for the Seward defense. So a pickup of about 2, maybe 3 yards in the play as the Tigers have inched the ball down to the 16-yard line of Seward. This is the opening possession of the ball game for Hastings High. Very impressively taking the ball right down the field here. 7:44 to play in the first quarter. No score between the Jays and the Tigers here tonight. Second down for Hastings from about the 17-yard line. Hand off to Jones. Crashes his way across the 15, down to the 14, down to the 13-yard line before he's brought down. And now Hastings looking at a third and 4 situation right into the center of the field with 7:26 to play in the opening period. Adams Central also playing tonight. The Patriots on the road playing at Holdridge. Hastings St. Cecilia picking up a big win last night over Columbus SCOTUS on the road, winning 42-7. Now it's third down and 4 yards to go. The Tigers have to finish these drives down here. It's something they have not been able to do in the first 3 ball games so far this season. Third down and 4 from about the 12.5-yard line of Seward. There's a handoff. They take it to Jones, and rather to a Rees, and Rees is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. He did not get to the first down stakes. Tackle is made in there by Brandon Promes, number 64, the 235-pound senior. So now we're right into the center of the field, sitting at the 13-yard line, and Hastings High will be looking at a fourth down situation here, fourth down and 4 yards to go. We've got a kicker that's got a little bit of range, but I'll tell you what, this would be definitely a feather in the cap of the Seward defense if they hold Hastings to a field goal, and that's going to be the case right here. Hastings will tee things up at about the 18-yard line. This will be a 28-yard field goal attempt for Tanner Jones. He is 0 for 2 on field goals so far this year. It's from the far side hash mark. Ball is down. The kick is up. It's going to be long enough. Sailing toward the uprights. It is good. Hastings High is on the board on a 28-yard field goal from Tanner Jones. So they take the opening possession right down the field and stick it right at this Seward defense. 6:15 to play in the first quarter. The score, Hastings 3, Seward nothing.
It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of four select tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details and get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI Mr. Tire.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire serving all of South Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
That was nice by the Hastings High Tigers. 9 plays and 45 yards. They get a 28-yard field goal from Tanner Jones to put the Tigers out on top by the score of 3-0.
Yeah, and watch on the far sidelines, Coach Rebarger meeting all of his offensive linemen as they come off the field, congratulating them. A nice job, a nice drive. They weren't able to get the 6 points, but they did a good job converting on 3 third down calls on that drive there and enabled them to get down, and Tanner Jones tacks on the 3. So the Tigers out in front of the Blue Jays here, 3-0, and the ball is in the air here for Hastings High.
Dropping back is going to be, nobody. They're going to go into the end zone as that one is recovered back there by Chase Cook. He will stay put, and it's going to be Seward starting first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. One game was played this afternoon in high school football. Contest over at Foster Field in Kearney. Axtell rolled past Wilcox Hildreth today by the score of 60-22. That ball game played at the Nebraska-Kearney campus this afternoon. First down and 10 for Seward. They went 3 plays and out on their opening possession. They'll start this drive from the 20-yard line. Again, their quarterback is going to be Chase Cook. He hands the ball away, fighting for some running room as he plows out here to about the 25-yard line. A pickup of about 5 yards in a play. That is Werdeman again carrying the ball there for Seward. As Jimmy mentioned, it's basically Chase Cook, also Chase Werdeman, and Logan Frank. That'll do most of the ball carrying here tonight for the Seward Blue Jays. And here's a quick pitch again. It's going to go to Werdeman, trying to get outside. He's not going to get there, but penalty flags go down. Werdeman is brought down into play at the 25-yard line and getting through there for Hastings High, Bo Zimmerman. Zimmerman comes up from the outside linebacker spot here on the right side to make the call and make the stop. It's going to be a holding call against Seward.
I was going to say that was right in the area of a holding. Also, Brady Rutt coming up from safety to make a big hit, and we notice Werdeman very slow getting up, looks like favoring an ankle, so he will come off the field. He's been the load carrier so far. 4 carries and 13 yards is all that Werdeman has been able to muster up, but he's going to come to the sidelines now. So
he's going to come out, and Brandon Bright, a 160-pound senior, will check into the ball game now for head coach Greg Welch. That would be a huge blow to Seward. Again, Werdeman, 599 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns a year ago. And he is now on the sideline, as Jimmy mentioned, hobbling to the sideline after that last carry. A holding call, and Seward is going to bring the ball back to about the 13-yard line, 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High has got the lead over the Seward Blue Jays. The score is 3-0.
And as we mentioned, Chase Cook, a very dangerous quarterback in there. I remember the game last year in Hastings, was able to get loose once he runs that option. He's got very good feet, so the Tigers will need to keep an eye on him all night.
There's a quarterback draw, and Cook will run the football across the 15 to the 20, out to about the 22-yard line, but they're still going to be far short of a first down because of that holding call. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Brandon Rees in on the stop for Hastings High defensively, and now Seward, after going 3 plays and out in their opening possession, we're looking at a third down and long situation here, third down and 8 yards to go. The ball is down between the 22 and the 23-yard line. Seward moving from our right to our left at Bulldog Stadium on the campus of Concordia University tonight. Here is Cook dropping back to throw. Play action pass goes into the far side. It's going to be picked off. Nope, dropped. Hastings nearly got the pick. Back there for the Tigers was Kyle Hamburger. He had his hands on it, and then the receiver almost came up with a football there for Seward as that ball went through the hands of Hamburger. Out there on the pattern was Richie Graves for Seward. He nearly caught the ball on the deflection, but it's an incomplete pass, and it's now fourth down and seven.
Well, and Chase Cook showing his arm strength as he was forced out of the pocket over to the right side and looked downfield for his receiver. And nearly a couple of great catches, almost a great interception by Hamburger, and then almost a nice reception, but going to force Seward to punt here.
This is Cook. Reimer's going to grab the ball for Hastings at the 43, back to the 45, to the 50, inside Seward territory, brings it to the 48-yard line where he is crushed right there. But for the second consecutive drive, Hastings High will get a great field position here. They'll start this drive in Seward territory. Tackle is made in there by number 58, Thomas Boehner, for Seward on the special teams. And now we've got a Blue Jay down here at the 45-yard line. It's going to be Brandon Promes. Promes, a big defensive star for Seward the past couple of years, a 235-pound senior. He was one of the starters for the Jays, and now he is down on special teams on that punt by Cook. So Hastings will get great field position again. They took that last drive, went nine plays, 45 yards in their opening possession. Got a 28-yard field goal from Tanner Jones. And now Hastings will start this drive from the Seward 49-yard line when we get back to work here. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play. We've got an injury timeout. We'll take a break right here with a score. Hastings High 3 and Seward nothing.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Bulldog Stadium in Seward tonight. High school football, Hastings High out on top of the Seward Blue Jays, 3-0. Rutt wants to throw the football in first down and 10, and they blow this one dead. So obviously a penalty coming up here from Hastings High. Maybe the Tigers moved up front. Hastings starting this drive in good field position at the Seward 49-yard line. They brought the injured player for Seward to the sideline. That was Promes, and the injury, we don't want to speculate, but it didn't look good as he came to the sidelines. That would be two big blows for Seward here on about back-to-back plays.
Very big. As you look at the big lineman laying down there, they are really working him over on the training table. Also, Chase Werdeman down there still trying to work the kinks out of what an apparent ankle injury. But the penalty goes against Hastings High, going to bring up first down at 15 for the Tigers at the 46.
All right, here's Rutt. Wants to run it again across the 50, inside 45 to the 43-yard line. Brady Rutt. Nothing fancy here. There's going line right at this is Seward defense. That was a quarterback keeper. They ran the option to the wide side of the field. Rutt keeps the ball again. Slides through a little seam there as he brings the ball across the midfield stripe. He pushes toward the goal line, and they got it down to the 43-yard line. So a good pickup on first down for Rutt. It's now second down at about 4 yards to go. Pickup of 11 for the junior quarterback for Hastings High, Brady Rutt. Second down and 4 yards to go now from the Seward 43-yard line. Wide receivers, Reimer split out wide to the right side. Handoff goes to Reeves, and Reeves takes the ball down to about the 41. So they're going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. Reeves carrying the ball there for Hastings High. Brandon so far this year, 25 carries, 97 yards coming into the football game here tonight. So Hastings High now looking at third down and a yard from the Seward 34-yard line, 3:47 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings with a 3-0 lead.
Reeves now with 4 carries, 17 yards, and some tough fighting yards right up the middle as the Hastings line able to give him a little bit of a seam. But the linebacking core for Seward, very strong, able to get there and bring Reeves down. Going to be third down and short now as Rutt directs traffic.
All right, here's a handoff. It's going to go to a Butler who's into the ball game. Butler is going to take it up inside, and he will have enough for a first down. So Andy, who's been fighting the flu bug all week long, did not get to start tonight, but we'll see limited playing time here in this football game tonight. Gets a carry there and a first down for the Tigers. Butler, the 5'7", 160-pound senior. He was the leading rusher for Hastings High coming into the ball game tonight. 26 rushes, 113 yards. Hastings High has another first down. That's their fourth one of this first quarter. Tigers with the ball now at the 35-yard line. Rudd wants to throw the football, backs up, throws the ball right in the center of the field. It's going to be caught at the 26-yard line. Again, very close to a first down. Reception is made out there by the Tigers. That's going to be Ben Reimer. Reimer on the receiving end of that pass from Brady Rutt. Rudd has not thrown the ball a whole lot this season in three ball games so far for Hastings. He is 10 of 19, throwing the ball 52%, 120 yards, two interceptions, and no touchdowns. That was a pickup of about 8 yards in the play, second down and two. Hastings high on the march again, down here at the Seward 27-yard line. Hamaker, wide receiver to the right side. Handoff. Nope. Brady Brett holds onto it. He's going to be smothered back here at the 30-yard line. Looked as if he wanted to hand the ball off to Brandon Reeves, but by that time, the penetration for Seward on top of him, and Delton Worth is on top of him and drops him for a loss. Worth, all he did last year for Seward is record 182 tackles. He's an All-State candidate here for Seward for the 2009 season. He will get the sack on the quarterback right there. And now Hastings High looking at third down and still about 5 yards to go from the 31-yard line.
Worth actually looked like he was shot out of a cannon there as he got right through the line. And before Brady could even turn and hand the ball off, he just wisely just tucked the ball in as we got the Rudd now in the shotgun.
With four wide receivers out, Rudd wants to throw the football, does so far side, and it's going to be nearly intercepted. Trying to get it to number 10 for Hastings, who's into the ball game for the Tigers out of that spread set. That was Kyle Hamburger. The ball nearly picked off by Seward. I think we can count on one hand the amount of times that Rick Rehbarger's offense has got into a shotgun set with four wide receivers. That was one of them right there.
Yeah, a little kind of a strange call. Hastings been able to move the football up and down the field. As far as rushing, Rutz looked very good running the option play, but Coach Rehbarger elects to go for the out of the shotgun and pass, and now the Tigers will not try to pin Seward deep. They'll go for it here on fourth down.
Fourth down and four from about the 31. From the shotgun again, Rudd is back to throw. He's going to be hit and sacked back here at the 35-yard line. He is sacked by the Seward Blue Jays. A couple of blue shirts in there. The first guy was Derek Eastman. Eastman, a 190-pound senior, but he had a lot of help. Sacks Brady Rudd on the play, so the Tigers unable to get on the scoreboard here in possession number two. And now the Seward Blue Jays will take over on downs. First down and 10 back here at the 34-yard line. So Seward, who has not done too much here in this contest. In fact, they're still looking for their first down. Hastings High has played well defensively. A minute and 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 3-0 Tigers have the lead. And now squirting through there, they got some running room across the 40. Still has feet to the 41 to the 42-yard line as Cook, the quarterback. And Cook is finally brought down into play after a pickup of about 7 yards. Ben Reimer into the stop for Hastings High defensively. Also coming over here for the Tigers, making the stop is Jack Andreessen, but a quarterback keeper on the other side as Chase Cook carries the ball up to the 42. That's going to bring up a second down and three.
Well, with the loss of Chase Werdeman, their tailback, to that injury, he's still on the sideline. So we'll see what his status is here in the next couple of quarters. But, boy, it just gives Cook all kinds of time out there, and he picked up a nice gain there for Seward.
Here's a handoff, and that's going to be blown up in the backfield. He did not get back to the line of scrimmage. Werdeman is back in there on that play. So Werdeman gets the carry, and he was absolutely buried on the play by the Hastings High defensive front. A loss of about a yard or so in the play. And now with under a minute to go here in the first quarter, Seward is looking at third down, still about 3 yards to go from their own 42-and-a-half-yard line. Impressed by the Tiger defense so far.
Yeah, they've done a great job so far. I've yet to allow Seward across the 50-yard line.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. The backs are in the power eye formation. A handoff is going to go to Werdeman as he skips inside across the 45, trying to inch his way across that 45-yard line. There's the first down, I do believe, if they give him the spot. Alex Keel is in on the stop for Hastings High defensively. As they carry the ball in between the 45 and the 46, that is good enough for a first down. So Seward went almost the entire first quarter here, Jimmy, without picking up a first down. 22 seconds to go. They finally get one.
Yeah, and they barely got that one basically by about the nose of the football, but the officials give it to him. First down. Inside 15 seconds here, the ball spotted at the 46-yard line.
Here's a quick throw out to the right side. It's going to be caught. 45 down his sideline. 50 still on his feet inside Tiger territory to the 47-yard line and drop down right there. So a quick pass thrown out there to Logan Frank. They will split him out and try to get him the ball in a number of ways. That time he was a wide receiver split out wide to the right side, and Cook just simply threw it out there on the snap, trying to let Logan Frank do the job out there, and Frank picks up some nice running room, about 8 yards in a play. And when we start the second quarter, Seward will be looking at a second down and two situation inside Hastings High territory. So the first quarter in the books tonight from Bulldog Stadium on the campus of Concordia University. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 3, Seward nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Seward tonight. Hastings High and the Seward Blue Jays. Seward working with the ball now here in the second quarter as they hand the ball away to Werdeman. He got the ball to the 45-yard line of Hastings. That's going to be very close to a first down. They're going to be just shy. It's going to bring up a third down situation, so not a whole lot of offense out of the Seward Blue Jays in quarter number one here. Seward finally picked up a first down with 22 seconds to go, and now they're working on their second one right here. Third down and less than a yard to go from the Hastings High 45-yard line. There's a quarterback sneak, and picking up the first down is going to be a Chase Cook as he takes the ball down to the Hastings High 41-yard line. End of the stop for the Tigers with Tyler O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan, though, and they're a 5'8", 155-pound junior. So Seward moves the sticks. They've got the ball at the Hastings High 41. The Jays are in and out of the huddle in a hurry here.
Yeah, almost a hurry-up offense. They're not wasting any time, and they're getting the play called. And up the line of scrimmage, Chase Cook will take it from underneath center.
Baxter in the eye. There's a quick throw out to the right side again. Logan Frank has got the ball across the 40 as he makes the reception. Across the 40, down to the Tiger 36-yard line. Again, O'Callaghan into the stop for Hastings High defensively. But right there, we're starting to see the offensive philosophy trying to get to Frank as many touches as we can in the ball game, and now they completed a couple of passes to him here on this particular possession, and Frank moves the ball down to the Hastings 37.
Frank, two receptions now on just a simple little bubble screen out to the outside and able to pick up some good running room out there. Going to bring second down and about six for Blue Jays.
Here's a handoff. They go straight ahead across the 35 down to about the 34-yard line, so they're going to be about 3 or 4 yards shy of a first down as Seward just goes right at the Hastings High defense that time. That's Werdeman again carrying the ball. So it's third down and three.
Look at first quarter numbers, 39 yards for total offense for Seward, 31 on the ground, 8 through the air. Hastings High, 68 yards in the first quarter, 59 on the ground on 13 carries, 9 yards on one completion from Brady Rutt for 9 yards. 4 first downs for the Tigers, 1 for Seward, and Brady Rutt, 5 carries, 29 yards in that first quarter. Brandon Reeves, 4 carries, 4-32.
Third down and 4 yards to go from the shotgun. They're going to throw the ball out to the far side again. That's Werdeman with the ball. He's in at the 35-yard line, springs forward. And we'll see where they give him forward progress. They had to take it down to about the 31. Ben Reimer had him stop there at the 35, but Werdeman kind of squirts loose down there, down to about the 32, and that's going to be about a yard shy of a first down. So now Seward will be looking at a fourth down situation here, but wait a minute, we got a penalty on the far side. The penalty flag is down on the far side, and it's going to go against the Seward Blue Jays. Early scores in at high school football tonight. Elm Creek has jumped out on top of Loup City in the first quarter, 7-0. Donovan Trumbull has scored first against Kearney Catholic, the team that upset the second-ranked team in Class C2 last week, the Ravenna Blue Jays. Donovan has scored first, and the Cardinals lead the Stars by the score of 6-0. 3-0 here. The Tigers have the lead. We're in the second quarter, 9:57 to play. It was a holding call against Seward, which brings the ball back to the 43. Third down and 13 yards to go. Backing up is Cook. His pass across the middle is caught. Comes to the near side, 40, 35. Down to the Tiger, 30. Still on his feet. The ball comes loose. It goes out of bounds here on the near side. And that's going to be enough for a first down. They got the ball to Frank. Squirts away from a couple of would-be tacklers there from Hastings and then fumbled the football here on the near sideline. But fortunately enough for Seward, it goes out of bounds. And the Jays will move the sticks. They've got a first down and 10 now at the Hastings High 28-yard line.
Third first down on the evening. Second one here in the second quarter for Seward. And already Seward now showing they want to get the ball in the hands of Logan Frank. He's been the guy as far as catching the football tonight on three receptions, 28 yards already. So have been successful getting that ball to the outside and letting Frank use his feet. And he picks up a nice gain of 15 on the first down for Seward.
9:40 to play here in the second quarter. 3-0. Hastings has got the lead. Here's an inside handoff. That's going to be stacked up. Nick Patrick in on the stop there for Hastings High on that defensive line as they just went straight ahead against this Tiger defense. A pickup of about 2 yards in a play. That was Werdeman again carrying the ball there for the Jays. So you can see how important he is to this Seward offense. He went out to hobble a little bit in the first quarter, but he didn't waste much time here on the sidelines. He's back in there.
9 carries, 36 yards, and 9 of those carries. He's got 9 out of the 13 that Seward handed off. The other carries have been from Chase Cook, the quarterback. So he'll see the ball a ton tonight if he can stay healthy.
Sam Brower is now your wide receiver. Split out wide to the left side. Play action pass. Nope, they're going to run the ball. That's Cook around the left end. 25-20, 15. Penalty flags down as Cook is run out of bounds by Reimer down here at about the 10-yard line. So they belly the ball to the fullback that time, and then the quarterback, Chase Cook, just took it around the left end. But just as he got to the left end, penalty flags came flying in from all over the place, and I think this is going to go against Seward.
Yeah, the defensive end on the right side for Hastings High gets absolutely tackled down to the turf. And then there was another flag that came from the back judge, and that was another holding call on Seward. So a couple of violations there. They'll just take the one. All they'll need that to nullify a nice big run by Chase Cook. He was going to have the ball inside the 10-yard line.
Tell you what, by far, this is the best-smelling football field we have had all season long. They have been doing some cooking here tonight. Brats, dogs, burgers, it's smelling good here.
They've got a trailer out back that they've converted into a smoker. That thing is absolutely huge. And got to look at that before the game. They had all kinds of brats and burgers and dogs and all kinds of stuff going on there.
8:50 to play second quarter. Seward now looking at second down and 16, backing up. It's going to be the quarterback, Cook. He throws the ball down to left side. That's going to be caught and dropped at the 4-yard line. Nice pass by Cook, delivered right on the money, but it was dropped by Werdeman again, the intended receiver, down around the 5 or 6-yard line. He drops the ball at about the 3. Back there defending for Hastings High was Reimer. So now it's third down. Third down and 16 yards to go. As Seward has got the ball at the Hastings High 35.5-yard line.
Looking to go for all the marbles there as they go down the left side. Ben Reimer only at 5'8". Werdeman well over 6 foot, so definitely a size mismatch there. But Ben does a good job getting his hands up, kind of distracts Werdeman, and the ball falls to the turf. So third down, 16, the ball on the Tiger 35-yard line.
They'll go with their spread set, 4 wide receivers. Backing up, throwing the ball in the center of the field. It's going to be deflected down here at the 5-yard line. Good play defensively there by the Hastings High Tigers. Back there was Brady Rutt, number 15. They had a man open right in the center of the field, but Rutt comes in from the left side and knocks that ball away. A great defensive play by Rutt.
Boy, and we see Seward already electing to start going through the air a little bit more. They have not been able to get a whole lot on the ground, and that one there, Chase Cook, a lot of protection back there. Tried to deliver it across the middle, and Brady Rutt, just a great defensive play. He timed that perfectly so he wouldn't get an interference call. Bats the ball down, so it's going to bring it fourth down and 16, and it appears Seward, well, now they're going to call a timeout and think about this one.
Yeah, fourth down and 16 from the Tiger 35.5-yard line, and head coach Greg Welsh wants to talk with his offensive unit. So we'll take a break here, already in the second quarter. 8 minutes and 28 seconds to play until halftime. The score, Hastings 3, Seward nothing.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central has scored first in their ball game with the Holdridge Dusters tonight, 7-0. Adams Central has the lead here. So after Coach Welch had time to think about this, he's going to try to pin the Tigers back deep. Fourth down and 16 yards to go from the Hastings 35.5. They're going to punt the football here. Cook has got it as he gets this one away from the 45-yard line. Angles to the nearest side. It bounces at the 3 in the end zone and out. So Hastings will get the football here, first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. A punt of about, 35 yards, but only 15 net. So Hastings High will take over first down and 10 on their own 20. Tigers scored in their opening possession tonight, marching the ball 9 plays, 45 yards. They get a 28-yard field goal from Tanner Jones, and that's been all the scoring so far, 3-0 Tigers.
Yeah, the Tigers look good on that opening drive, taking it right downfield, doing it basically all on the ground. The offensive line dominating up front so far. Tigers looking good here, leading 3-0.
Hammack is your wide receiver to the right. Tigers in the I formation, run the quarterback, handoff will go to Butler. Angles left and then cuts it back to the center of the field, still on his feet to the 25, 26, 27-yard line. He is spilled there. So Andy Butler into the ball game now for Hastings. Did not get the start tonight because he was fighting the flu bug, missed several practices this week, but he's back in there for head coach Rick Rebarger. Nice running movement there as he moves the ball about 8 yards, moves it all the way out to the 28-yard line, just shaking and baking there in the center of the line, picks up 8.
Well, he's very talented with his feet. He took that off left side. He ended up getting tackled on the right side. That was all Andy Butler, making a nice run out of nothing.
Here's a handoff to the fullback up through there. He breaks it across to 30, out to the 32-yard line. Casey Lammers down to the ball game, spelling the starter Brandon Rees, and Lammers picks up the first down as he bangs it out across the 30 to the 32. So Lammers carrying the ball there for Hastings High, number 38. Lammers, a 5'11", 180-pound sophomore for head coach Rick Rebarger. 7 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Tigers playing ball control. They're doing exactly what they want to do, shorten the football game. More importantly, they got to put some points on the scoreboard, which they have not been able to do in the three preceding ball games. Hastings High on the attack again. Here's a late pitch. Now the ball is on the ground. A big stack up here at the 27-yard line. Rupp probably should have hung on to that one. A late pitch, and it's recovered here by the Tigers. Getting in there at the bottom of the stack was Matt Geiger, who came back to recover that fumble by Hastings. The Tigers put the ball on the carpet 6 times last week in the ball game against Scott's Bluff and lost 5 of those. Thus, they lost the ball game.
Yeah, and that was just probably a pitch that he shouldn't have tried to do as Brady Rutt got around the left side. A defender had a hold of him. He tried to get it to the trail back. That was Andy Butler. But that one never really got back to Butler, and it fell on the turf. But fortunately enough, the Tigers get on top of it.
Second down and 14 out of the shotgun set. They'll hand the ball away, and that's going to go nowhere. Tackled back here at about the 24-yard line. Reeves gets the handoff from Rutt. There's nothing but blue shirts on top of him as he is tackled back here. They're going to give him the 25, but now Hastings High looking at a very uncomfortable situation here. Coach Rebarger probably looking at his play card, and it's going to be blank here. Third down and 17.
Yeah, not a lot of choices for the Tigers here. They don't like to throw it. They like to just keep the ball on the ground, and they're faced with a third and 17 call. So we'll see what Coach Rebarger does here.
Reimer's your wide receiver to the left. Hammack will split out to the right side. Coming into the slot to the left side is going to be Geiger. Backs in the I formation, and third down and 17 yards to go. Rutt backs up, throws the ball near his side, and it's going to be incomplete. Actually bounces that ball to Andy Butler. Had a little screen set up here on the near sideline. Butler had some blockers out in front of him, but that pass from Rutt was down around the ankles and actually bounced to him down there. Incomplete pass. Not a very good series there by the Tiger offense, and it's now fourth down and 17.
Well, and you're supposed to let your opponent, your defender, go through after you hit him once. I don't think the offensive line touched anybody for Seward because as soon as Brady got the snap, he was on his heels, and he was just fortunate to get that thrown to the flats. It falls incomplete, so now Tanner Jones is going to come in and do the punting duties. It's 4th and 17 for the Tigers.
Here is the snap, and Jones will get it away. Good, high spiraling kick. Retreating and grabbing the ball there for Seward is going to be Logan Frank. He is back to the 25 to the 30. He's at the 35 and to about the 37-yard line. He angles off to the far side. Jones with a bopper there, 56 yards and a 16-yard return. So we talked about field position. I think both coaches electing to play field position here. I don't think either team is going to grind the ball 70, 80 yards against the other one here tonight. But that was a great kick by Jones, 56 yards.
Well, Tanner Jones, through the summer, went to what we understand 4 to 5 kicking camps at different Division I schools, and it paid off there, a nice kick, but he out-kicked the coverage, and then Frank was able to pick up a little bit for the return.
Here's Cook, quarterback option play. Pitch back comes here at the 35-yard line. Wordeman is at the 40. Breaks it back to the center of the field, 45-50 inside Tiger territory. 45-40, still on his feet, down the sideline he goes. He's going to take it to the 20, 15, cuts it back to the middle of the field, and he's going to take it all the way for the touchdown. Wow. 62 yards. Wordeman takes it to the house for the Seward Blue Jays, and Seward scores with 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the second quarter. Jimmy, several Tigers had their hands on Mr. Wardamy. He took it to the far side, broke it back to the center of the field, and danced his way into the end zone, a score for the Seward Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Tigers have an injured player down there. Number 24, Bo Zimmerman, was absolutely lit up by the tight end as he was coming across to try to get his hands on Chase Wardamy, and he was absolutely uprooted, cleats in the air, and he still lays flat on his back down at about the 36-yard line, Mike. But we go back to the first game against Columbus, very sloppy tackling for the Tigers, and that was the case there as Wardamy takes the ball right, cuts back left, goes down the left sidelines, and then gets down to the 10 and does a little shimmy shake down there with three Tiger defenders. They get their hands on him, but they can't bring him down. Probably four or five tackles at least broke there by Chase Wardamy as he takes it to the house from 62 yards out.
A shimmy shake.
A shimmy shake.
Down there to the 10-yard line.
That's right. I'll show you a shimmy shake later on tonight.
That's the scary thing. That's the scary thing when Jimmy starts to do the shimmy shake. We've got an injury timeout here. Bo Zimmerman is being attended to for the Hastings High Tigers. We got a break, 5:32 to play. Let's take a timeout. Well, the score is Seward 6, Hastings High 3.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Zimmerman heads off to the sidelines under some assistance here by the Tiger medical staff. A 62-yard run by Chase Wardamy. And now here comes the extra point from Seward. The Jays have the lead over Hastings High now. 6-3 is the score. 5:32 to play in quarter number two. Frank will hold. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes off the left side. It is no good. The extra point is going to be no good. So with 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Seward 6, Hastings High 3.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Early scores are watching tonight in high school football. Elm Creek has got the lead over Loup City, 21-0. They are in the second quarter. Ainsworth is leading Gibbon, 12-0. They are in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic has scored early in the second period. The Stars leading Donovan Trumbull by the score of 7-6. At the end of the first quarter, Milford 7, Auburn 0. Early in the second quarter, Fremont Bergen 21, UTAN 0. Seward kicks the ball away. The Tigers mishandle the ball. Now it's going to be picked up by Hastings High at the 28-yard line and dropped right there. Picking up the ball was Matt Geiger for Hastings. He kind of squibbed that one down the field. That's the first time we've seen that by Seward. I don't know if that was intentional or what, but he kind of squibbed it down the field. Ricochets off of a Tiger man, and then Geiger picks it up. And by that time, Seward was downfield, and Hastings High will start first down and 10 on their own 30-yard line.
Yeah, the ricochet was off of number 17, Tyler O'Callaghan, as that went high into the air. Then Matt Geiger grabbed it and just wisely kind of went down to a knee, so the Tigers will take over on the 29-yard line.
Now it's important for the Hastings High offense to respond. They played a pretty good first half here. Brady Ruff's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Butler as he just angles off on the right side and takes the ball out to about the 33-yard line to pick up a 3 yards in the play. It's going to bring up a second down and 7 situation. Hastings High moving from our right to our left here in quarter number 2 at Bulldog Stadium, the home of the Concordia Bulldogs. It's nice to have the sun finally go down.
No kidding.
Because that thing stares right at us when we're at this field. Second down and 5 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 34. Rutt under center. Hands the ball away to Brandon Reeves, and they're waiting for him right there as Reeves is snowed under right at the line of scrimmage at about the 35. So Reeves is tackled into play. Logan Henning again leading the charges there for the Seward defense. A pickup of only about a yard into play. Now Hastings High looking at third down and still about 4 yards to go. We got 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Tigers now trailing by the score of 6-3.
Well, the yards are coming a little bit tougher now for the Tigers. That first offensive drive, Mike, they were able to take it all the way downfield against the Seward defense. And since then, they've made the necessary adjustments, and the Tigers have had trouble getting any significant yards here in the second quarter.
They're down and four. Rudd wants to throw, rolls to his left, throws it near his side. The ball is going to be caught. Did Hammack keep his feet in bounds? Yes, he did. Nice catch there by Hammack out here at the 44-yard line. That's the first down. So James Hammack gets the reception, but wait a minute. We've got a penalty flag down, and we've got a personal foul roughing the passer on Seward. So in addition to the completed pass there at the 44-yard line, a penalty flag is down, a roughing the passer call on the Seward defense. That would have been Hammack's fifth reception of the season. Did a nice job keeping his feet in bounds, but Brady Rutt roughed up after the pass.
I was going to say, because Brady took a hard hit after that throw, just a tough throw for Rutt to even try to do as he rolled to the left side. He's a right-handed quarterback to try to throw across his body. Just a very difficult pass, but he makes a nice one to Hammack. Hammack does a great job keeping both feet in. Picked up 9 yards, which was enough for the first down, and now they'll go ahead and march off the roughing the passer penalty.
So Hastings High on the march now here in the second quarter, trying to get some points back. They're trailing Seward by the score of 6-3. At last report, Adams Central had scored first against Holdridge. 7-0 is the score there. The Patriots leading the Holdridge Dusters. Adams Central looking for their fourth win of the 2009 season. With the penalty, this will bring the ball into Seward territory. Hastings with the ball now at the J 40-yard line. Rutt hands the ball away to Butler. Angles right, cuts it back to the center of the field, brings it across the 40, down to about the 36-yard line. A pickup of 4 yards on the play. And on the stop there for the Seward Blue Jays was number one, Kyle Einsfar, who's into the ball game now, a 230-pound senior linebacker. A pickup of about 6 yards on the play. It's now second down and 4 yards to go. We'll keep our eyes on the clock. 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play now until halftime. Hastings with the ball on the near side hash. Second down and 4 yards to go. Jones going in motion. Pitch back goes back to Jones, and they blow this one dead. I think the Tigers were in motion up there on the offensive line. That was going to be an option play to the wide side of the field with Jones, who was going in motion. The pitch was not very good from Brady Rutt, but by that time the penalty flags flew. The Tigers going to be in motion here. It's going to cost them 5 yards.
Yeah, the Tigers fortunate that play didn't actually go through. There was a lot of penetration of blue jerseys up the middle there. Rutt was actually had a defender grabbed a hold of the back of his pants as he pitched that ball, and that was going to be a loose ball down on the turf, but they blew that dead. So it's going to cost the Tigers 5 yards. Going to bring them back to second down now and about 9 yards to go. Clock moving inside, 3:30 left to go here till half.
6-3 is the score. The Seward Blue Jays with the lead. Tigers trying to come back after that 62-yard touchdown run from Chase Werdeman. Second down and 9 yards to go. The ball just inside the 40-yard line. Rutt backs up, throws the ball back this way. It's going to be caught, and the guy falls down with the ball. Jack Andreessen had two blockers out in front of him, and there's several people downfield. I don't know if that was going to be another pass downfield. Andreessen was trying to get his feet situated there, Jimmy, and fell down with the ball, but they had two guys wide open downfield, nobody around for Seward. I'm sure the Tigers will come back to that play.
Well, you think so, Mike, and that was, I think, Andreessen was looking downfield, trying to get his feet set so he could throw it. He had two Tigers all alone. There wasn't anybody within 20 yards of the two receivers downfield. They definitely had the defense sucked up inside on that play there, but Andreessen just falls down, a huge, huge loss, a loss of 12 yards on that play, going to bring a third down and about 20.
Tigers back to their own 49-yard line. Rutt looks left, looks right, and they blow this one dead. So Hastings High shooting themselves in the foot here after they got the ball into Seward territory at the 40. They've been in reverse since then. Officials will huddle again. This will be an illegal procedure call against Hastings. So the Tiger offense really sputtering here since they went on that nice drive to start the ball game. 9 plays, 45 yards, and they get the 28-yard field goal from Tanner Jones, but they have not done much since then. Tigers now looking at third down and 25 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here to their own 44.
Well, and again, you flip to that page that there's nothing on it. This is a really no man's land here. And third down and very, very long. They got to go to I-80 to get this first down.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's going to be Hamburger. In fact, wide receivers all over the place here in the shotgun. Rutt pitches the ball away. Big opening across the 50, 45, 40, down to the 38-yard line. So they pick up a huge chunk of yardage there with Brandon Rees as they spread the field out of the gun. But Rees is still only about, what, 8 yards shy of a first down. Now the Tigers could possibly go for this. They're looking at a third and 25 situation. Now fourth down and 8 from the Seward 38-yard line with a buck 42 left here in the second period. 6-3, Seward has got the lead.
And the Tigers are going to punt. Tanner Jones calling out the play, and he'll stand on his own 48-yard line and try to pin Seward deep. Chase Cook back deep to receive.
All right, Jones had a 56-yarder earlier in this ball game. Good snap from center, gets this ball away, high, angles off to the right side. They call for the fair catch, and they make it down here at the 10-yard line. That's Frank back there. So now Seward will get their hands on the football one more time, first down and 10, on their own 10-yard line with a buck 20 left here in the second quarter play. 6-3, Seward has got the lead.
Well, we can see how things can happen real fast. One play, 62 yards, just some very sloppy tackling by the Tiger defense on the last series. Allowed Seward to go in for the go-ahead touchdown, and they'll come out here with a buck 20 left to go as Chase Cook will be up under center for Seward.
You got to be careful here. Don't give up the big play. You're still in the ball game at 6-3, and Seward will run this out of the Maryland I formation. Wide receiver out to the left side. Handoff will go to Werdeman. Brings it across the 10, puts his head down, drives it across the 15, out to about the 16-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Casey Lammers for Hastings High defensively. A pickup of about 6 yards in a play, second down and 4. The clock is running as we approach the one-minute mark. Coming up at halftime, we'll review the first half statistics, get you the scoring, and we'll get a chat with Hastings College head coach Paul Merkowitz. The Broncos with a task tomorrow to play the nation's number one ranked team and the defending NAIA national champions, the University of Sioux Falls. Get the coach's comments coming up at halftime. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to Werdeman. He's going to be stacked up in the backfield. Werdeman maybe got it back to the line of scrimmage. A good job by the Tigers on defense, leading the charges for Hastings High. In fact, a couple of white shirts getting up. Among those, Jack Andreessen, number 18. Also at the bottom of the stack for Hastings High defensively was Heath Sad, number 64. Sad, a 5'8", 200-pound senior. So now it's third down and about 4 yards to go. We've got 18 seconds to play. Now the Tigers, Jimmy, going to burn a timeout here and trying to make Seward at least punt the football away here in the next down or two and maybe get a break on the special teams play.
Well, they wouldn't have a whole lot of time left, but at least they could maybe try to line something up and have try to throw a desperation pass into the end zone before half because, as you said, only 18.3 seconds left to go here as coach is out conferring with the officials now.
All right, maybe try to get some more time put back onto the clock. 18.3 seconds to play. Let's take a quick break here with a score. Seward 6, Hastings High 3.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Third down and 4 yards to go now for Seward. They've got the ball on their own 16-yard line. We've got only 18.6 seconds to play here in the second quarter with Seward out on top by the score of 6-3. They're going to come up to the line of scrimmage and hand the ball away to Werdeman again. Werdeman 1 yard, maybe two. And we have another timeout here from Hastings High as Seward will be looking at a fourth down situation now. Fourth down at about 2 yards to go. They're going to force the Jays into a punt formation. So take another quick break here. 12.3 seconds to play. It's still Seward 6, Hastings 9, 3.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Cook will be in punt formation. Andy Butler drops back deep for Hastings. He'll stand at his own 47-yard line, and now Seward is one man shy on the punt return team. Come running in off of the sideline is number 71, who is not on the roster. Yes, he is. Adam Hands Adam Hands, who runs one of those dual numbers. He's also a fullback, wears 45 when he's on offense. But he's on defense, or special teams, he wears 71, and Hands is late getting out there, so the Jays are forced to burn a timeout here. 12.3 seconds to play. Some scores in high school football tonight. Elm Creek with a lead over Loup City, 21-0. They are in the second quarter. Ainsworth now leading Gibbon by the score of 12-0. They are in the second quarter. Early in the second period, it's Kearney Catholic 7, Donovan Trumbull 6. End of the first quarter, Milford had the lead over Auburn 7-0. Early in the second quarter, Fremont Bergen all over Utan 21-0. Adam Central has got a 7-0 lead over Holdridge. So Cook stands here at his own 5-yard line. Andy Butler is back here right around the midfield stripe here. It's fourth down and a yard to go from about the 19-yard line. Tigers come, but they can't get there. Good kick by Cook. Here's Butler over to the far side to field the ball at the 50, 45, 40. Still on his feet, 35, and run out of bounds to the 32. Still with 4.4 seconds remaining. Now, wait a minute. We got a penalty flag here. A penalty flag at the 39-yard line. Hastings would have a chance of maybe throwing one to the end zone here, Jimmy, at the 34-yard line, but not if we get hit with a penalty right here.
Now, a 35-yard punt by Cook, and that's going to be the case. And a nice return by Andy Butler, very dangerous return man for the Tigers back there. Took it down the right sidelines, about 16 yards on the return, but that's going to be actually a block in the back by the Tigers. So they'll march this and back and make a little longer real estate for the Tigers to cover here in 4.4 seconds.
So the philosophy worked in spending those timeouts down here and making Seward punt the football. Hastings got exactly what they wanted, a good return out of Butler. They could have taken a shot here from the 30-yard line, but now with a penalty, it's going to back things up close to the midfield stripe to put the ball down at the 49, and this is much tougher from this point.
Well, it is, Mike, and just yet another mistake, and that's what Coach Rebarger has been talking about in the three prior games. Mistakes, 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 and there was a big one.
First down and 10 for Hastings High from the 49. Rutt's going to back up. Winds up, throws it to the right side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted at the 30-yard line. They're trying to take the ball to Butler. It was intercepted by Frank, but that's going to be the last play of this second quarter. So we have reached halftime here tonight at Bulldog Stadium on the campus of Concordia University. Hastings High scores first in the first quarter, but then the Seward Blue Jays come back with a long run and touchdown in the second quarter, and the Seward Blue Jays will have the lead at halftime. The score is Seward 6, Hastings High 3. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
High school football action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're in Seward, Nebraska, Concordia University. The Seward Blue Jays out on top of the Hastings High Tigers 6-3 at the break. High school football on 1230 KHAS Hastings, also across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming is sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. The Hastings High Tigers getting a 28-yard field goal from Tanner Jones at the 6:15 mark of the first quarter. Hastings had the lead at 3-0. And then Seward got a big play in the second quarter. Chase Wordeman, a 62-yard touchdown run with 5:32 to go until halftime. The point after touchdown was no good. 6-3 is the score as Seward has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. Got an update now from Holdridge. Adam Central is out on top of the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 13-6. They are nearing halftime in Holdridge tonight. Ainsworth has got a 19-0 lead over Gibbon at halftime. Also at halftime, it is Fremont Bergen 35, Utan nothing. With about 9 minutes to play in the first quarter, Shadron is leading Gehring by the score of 7-0. At halftime, Norfolk 14, Fremont 7. Other games going on tonight, we see Milford has got a lead over Auburn at halftime. The score is 21-0. And at halftime, it is Elm Creek leading Loup City by the score of 23-0. Just some of the games we're watching around the state of Nebraska tonight. Of course, coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game tonight, our coach's post-game show. And Tyson Havronik will be around with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. All the scores from across the area tonight coming up here on 1230 KHAS. So 6-3 is the score. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. And it's going to be Seward kicking the ball off to begin this third quarter. Tigers need to go back to what they did in the opening possession tonight when they drove the ball 45 yards or so in nine plays.
Well, they did, Mike, and we talked about it. First quarter, Hastings High, 68 total yards. 59 of those were on the ground. Only 30 yards of offense in the second quarter. So what they were doing in the first quarter was stuffed by the Seward defense, and they really need to get back to the basics, control the line of scrimmage, because Seward was able to get penetration on Brady Rutt. And it was just one big play that busted this game wide open with the 62-yard run by Chase Werdeman, as we see another ball down around the ground.
Picked up by a short man for Hastings High. Running the ball back is O'Callaghan. O'Callaghan is into the open, hurdles his way across the 35 to the 37. Penalty flags go down.
And a good throw by the official. He was standing on the 50, Mike. That flag is down to the 30, a 30-yard toss with the laundry as they are talking now to Hastings High, I believe.
All right, so O'Callaghan running the ball back for the Tigers. They had both Andy Butler and Ben Reimer back deep for Hastings, but the ball was squibbed again down along the ground. Picked up by O'Callaghan, the short man, in return for Hastings High. Nice little return. Here's the call. It's going to be a holding call in Hastings.
Yeah, they were talking to him because they were explaining what exactly happened there. Yeah, O'Callaghan fielded that around the 25-yard line, and then just his short stature was able to get lost in the middle and kind of squirted to the outside, took it around the end, and brought it up to about the 40-yard line, but going to be a block in the back against Hastings High. And here again we start talking about mistakes and foolish errors, and this is going to be another one. They were going to have the ball out close to the 40-yard line. Now they march it all the way back. They'll take over at their own 24-yard line.
So we're going to play the field position ball game. You definitely have to eliminate those silly penalties. So Hastings, instead of having the ball up around the 35, they are backed up here at the 25, and they run their first play, and it goes for about a yard. Gets it to about the 26. So it's second down and nine, just underway here in the second half. Hastings sitting at 0-3 on the season, losing games to Columbus, Schuyler, and Scotts Bluff so far this year. Seward coming in, a record of one win, two losses. They lost to Adams Central in week number zero. And then they upset Beatrice in week number one, and last week losing to Waverly 37-21. Here's Brady Rutt down the line of scrimmage, pitches the ball back. Butler has got it, tries to get outside. He does, 25-30, and he has run out of bounds here at the 35-yard line. Hope that's Tanner Jones in there now. Tanner Jones carrying the ball instead of Butler, and Tanner runs the ball up around the 35-yard line. That's enough for a first down. So Tanner got to the corner there for Hastings High and picks up the first down. They move the stakes. First down and 10 for Hastings.
Yeah, and a nice run. Just the option to the right side. Brandon Reeves, number 11, out doing the blocking chores, was able to seal the end off, and Jones was able to get the corner turned. Picked up a nice gain for the Tigers, 12 yards. First down as they bring it out to the 31-yard line.
Reimers, your wide receiver, out to the left side. Hand off again to Jones. Slips one man across the 35 to the 40, and he is knocked down here at the 41-yard line. Another stop for the Seward Blue Jays defensively was Logan Frank. This is what Hastings High did, Jimmy, and at the first offensive possession of the ball game as they continue to move the ball against this Seward defense. A good run there by Tanner Jones, is getting most of the work tonight because Andy Butler has been down with the flu most of the week.
Well, and that went right behind Trenton Halbmeyer, doing a nice job on his defender, opening up a nice hole for Jones. Picks up 6 yards, second down, and about four for the Tigers.
Hastings with the ball on their own 42-yard line, moving from our left to our right. Brady Rutt hands the ball away, and there's a play that's blown right up. Tanner Jones is thrown for a loss back here at the 37-yard line. Tell you what, that man who was shooting through there for Seward nearly got the handoff. Brady Rutt turns, and he had two choices, either hand it off to the guys in the white or the guys in the blue. That's how fast he was in there.
Well, he was, and then he turned and grabbed a hold of the football, and Tanner Jones doing a good job just getting both hands on it, trying to keep possession of it as he fell to the turf, but that was nearly disaster for the Tigers. A loss of three, so it's going to bring up third down and nearly 8 yards to go for the Tigers.
I think that was Delton Worth who came in there for Seward. Here he comes again. Brady Rutt just shovels the ball away. It's caught by Hamburger at the 40-yard line to the 42-43. That's going to be Brandon Reeves. Brandon Reeves, number 11, grabs the ball there as he brings the ball up to about the 43-yard line, but still about 3 yards shy of a first down. Rutt just kind of, I don't know what that was. It was more like a volleyball volley there. He just kind of pooches it out there, and Reeves grabs the ball in the center of the field and takes it to the 43. It's still a couple of yards shy of a first down.
Boy, and the Tigers almost disaster again. That was a lot of penetration. Two guys coming from each side, and like a little scoop, little shovel pass. Looked like he was shooting a layup there as he threw that up over top of the line. Reeves was able to get it, and fortunately enough to keep possession of it.
Jones will punt the ball now, flutters in the air, drops to the 30-yard line. Hastings High will down it right here at the 27. That was a mistake by Andy Butler. He grabs the ball at the 27 right here on the near sideline. That one probably would have bounced for another at least 10 yards.
Well, yeah.
That's another mistake that really doesn't show up in the mistake category, but there's one right there.
34-yard punt, and when that ball hit the turf right around the numbers out on the field in front of the Seward bench, it was going to trickle down well deep inside the 20, and Butler just simply put his hands on it, so the officials call it dead. They'll take over at the 27.
Maryland I formation. They'll hand the ball away to Wardeman. He's across the 30. Here he goes again, 35 out to the 39-yard line. Wardeman carries the ball from the 28. Out to about the 39-yard line. Going to be enough for a first down, a pickup of 11 yards in the play. He's the guy that took it to the house in the second quarter to get Seward on the scoreboard. A 62-yard run for the Jays. That has held up thus far. We're down to 9 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 6-3 Seward.
Well, we talked about Werdeman, Frank, and Cook. They were the three guys to keep an eye on. It's been Werdeman so far now. 117 yards on 14 carries and a touchdown.
Maryland I formation again. And again, Werdeman will get the call as he goes to the 41. Pickup of 2 yards. On the play right there. They're not real flashy either, running out of the Maryland I formation. Of course, we have seen that so many years out of the Adams Central offense, although the Patriots have kind of loosened things up here recently. That's been their staple of that successful program, and this is exactly what Seward is doing. Second down and 8 yards to go as Werdeman brings the ball to about the 41-yard line. 8:17 to play in the third quarter. 6-3, Seward has got the lead. Graves, your wide receiver, is split to the right. Now they go to the spread set. Two wide receivers to the left and two wide receivers to the right to run the option out of this thing. Cook has got the ball, 40, 45. He is tackled from behind. Coming up there is Heath Sad for Hastings High to make the stop. At the 47-yard line, when I had a chance to talk with Rick during the week, he said that's the most dangerous thing about Seward is they kind of lull you to sleep there with that Maryland I formation. Then they have the ability to spread the field like we saw there with a shotgun where they send wide receivers all over the place. You really got to prepare for two different styles of offenses.
Well, you do, and the most dangerous thing is the quarterback in there. Chase Cook has tremendous speed, and once he hits the outside, he can take it the distance. And that there picked up a quick 6 yards, third down, and about 2.5 for the Jays.
From the 47-yard line, handoff to Werdeman. Angles off to the right side across the 50. Runs over a man at the 47. Takes the ball down to the 46 on a first down. Werdeman runs over a Tiger over there on the right side. He's finally brought down in the play by Heath Sad for the Hastings High Tiger offense, but not before Seward picks up another first down.
And a 7-yard gain right up the middle. And again, Werdeman was hit right at the line of scrimmage, but yet the Tigers were unable to bring Werdeman down. Just a strong back in there kept his legs a-driving, and it had three or four white jerseys on top of him, but he picks up the necessary yardage across midfield. They'll bring it down to the Tiger 46, first and 10 for the Jays as they continue to march.
Maryland I formation again. They pitch the ball away near side. He's at the 45 to the 40, 35-yard line, and run out of bounds here at the Tiger 34. Running the ball there was Logan Frank out of the Maryland I formation. So they've gotten the ball a couple of times on the pass. That time they just pitched the ball to him. Now that's a Maryland I formation. He uses the wide side of the field. Finds a good territory over here as he's run out of bounds to the Tiger 33. Another first down for the Jays.
First carry for Logan Frank tonight where he's done the damage, Mike. 3 receptions for 20 yards, but they're able to get the pitch. He takes it 12 yards. Another first down. Ball down to the 34.
Wide set again. Here's the quarterback, Cook, and they're going to have this one blown dead. Cook was going to run the ball off a right tackle, but they blow this one dead. Penalty flags are down. This is going to be a march off against the Seward Blue Jays. Mike Will, Jim Purcell, we are in Seward tonight on the campus of Concordia University. Hastings High football tonight. Tigers trying to jumpstart their season here this evening, but they're trailing the Seward Blue Jays midway through the third period. 6:46 remaining. 6-3 is the score. One thing about it, two teams like to run the football. Time goes by with no problem here tonight.
Yeah, it hasn't taken a long time to get through this football game, and we knew coming in neither team was going to throw the football an awful lot. Hastings High tonight has attempted 8 passes, Seward 6. Seward has yet to attempt one in the second half, and now we see Chase Cook lined up. Wide receivers all over the field.
First down and 15. Here's his first pass of the second half. Cook throws it to the far side. Intended receiver Frank. It was grossly overthrown. Incomplete pass. In coverage for the Hastings High Tigers was Dylan Haltmeyer, who's into the ball game now at the linebacker spot. 5'11", 170-pound junior, so an incomplete pass. Stops the clock, 6:22 to play, second down and 15.
Get out of here early. We can head on down the road and start our prep work for the big game tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be heading up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota after this one. We'll be on the air again tomorrow afternoon at 12:15 from the Sanford Health Complex. Bob Young Field up in Sioux Falls, number one ranked Sioux Falls, and the 19th ranked Hastings College Broncos. Here's a pitch play to Werdeman, looking to get outside, turns the corner, and then runs into the Tiger defense at the 35 to the 34-yard line. Good job containing Werdeman, not allowing him to get outside the marks there. You know, the stop for Hastings High defensively was Jack Andreessen. A pickup of about 5 yards in the play, but because of that penalty here in this series, Seward is now looking at a third down situation and about 10.5 yards to go from the Hastings High 34. Tigers can ill afford to really give up too many points here in the second half.
Well, and Coach spoke about it in the pregame show. He could just they can ill afford to get down by a couple of scores because they're not an explosive team, and they need to really keep Seward in check here. This is a big third down call here. Third down and 11 for Seward.
From the 34-yard line of Hastings, Cook wants to throw, backs up, throws it near his side. It's going to be caught down here, making a sliding catch to the 27-yard line, going to be short of a first down. The reception is made there by Sam Brower, who was one of the wide receivers put out to the left side, but he was short of the first down stakes. And now Seward will be looking at a fourth down situation here. Fourth down. And about 3 yards to go, maybe 4 yards to go from the Hastings High 27-yard line.
Well, and kind of out no man's land here, really out of the range of Chase Cook. They will send in a play from their the sidelines from the head coach. They'll go for it here on fourth down.
Tiger defense needs to step up right here at fourth down. And about 3 yards to go from the Tiger 27-yard line. Hastings trailing 6-3. Cook pitches the ball near side. Frank has got it across the 25. Bounces off of a man at the 22. And he's run out of bounds at the 20. That's a first down. So they go to the short side of the field. He bounces off of a man. That was a Ben Reimer, and he was finally popped out of bounds down here at the Hastings High 20-yard line. A big fourth down conversion there for the Seward Blue Jays. And now Seward is in the red zone here in the third quarter already with a three-point lead.
Frank doing a good job again. Needed 3 yards, picked up seven. And the fourth first down for Seward here in the second half as they continue now. Ball spotted down at the Tiger 20.
Cook is in the shotgun formation again. He's got the ball, runs it across the 20 to the 19-yard line before he's spun down right there. Tackle is made in there by Hastings High defensively, making the stop for the Tigers with Hallbeier again, Dylan Hallbeier. A linebacker for Hastings High, a pickup of only 1 yard in the play as they move it from the 20 down to the Hastings High 19-yard line. 4:40 to play in the third quarter. Seward has got the lead over Hastings High tonight. 6-3 is the score. As the play comes in off of the near sideline, and head coach Greg Welch, he'll send a wide receiver out to the left side. That is Kyle Einsfar. Backs to the outset I formation as they hand the ball away. Now here's a reverse play coming back the other way. The Tigers are in trouble at the 10-yard line to the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Logan Frank. They handed the ball away to a Chase Wardeman. He took it to the right side of the formation. And then coming back was Logan Frank to get the ball in the handoff, the reverse, coming back to the near side of the field. The Tigers all crossed up there as Frank takes it into the end zone for the score, and it is now a 12-3 ball game, Seward.
Well, and you can see all the Tiger defense shift to the left side defensively when Werdeman got the ball. You got to keep him contained, and when they handed that back off, it was like just a trap play right up the middle. Nobody defensively there for the Tigers. Logan Frank takes that in from 19 yards, and now we'll see Seward go for two as they extend their lead to 12-6.
They come up under center this time. Here's the pitch play again. Comes to the near side. They've got that one covered up. Shaken and bacon down there inside the 5-yard line is Werdeman, and then he leans forward and does not get to the goal line. That was very, very close as Werdeman was kind of pinned in there between the goal line and the 5-yard line. Finds just a little bit of seam and kind of dives for the goal line. He nearly got there, but the 2-point conversion is no good. So a 19-yard run there by Logan Frank adds some breathing room here for the Jays.
Yeah, Werdeman just a tough character to bring down. He continues to just keep those legs a-driving, and he nearly got in there for the 2-point conversion. But again, the Tigers not out of it yet, trailing just 12-3, 4:17 left to go here in the third.
And you're listening to High School Football.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So a nice drive there by the Seward Blue Jays, a 19-yard touchdown run by Logan Frank. Here's Hastings High retaining the ball, and they get it to about the 30-yard line where they run into a brick wall. Nothing but blue shirts. You know, the stop there for the Seward Blue Jays was number 71, Adam Hands. Hastings returns it back out to the 30. Now the Tiger offense needs to get back to work here. 12-3 is the score. Seward has got the lead. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Well, the Tigers started out the third quarter and really started on a pretty good march, and then a couple of penalties put them back. They were forced to punt the football away. Third quarter, 78 yards of total offense for Seward, only 22 for the Tigers, and they'll spot it down at their own 30-yard line.
Hammack is the wide receiver to the far side. Handoff is going to go to Andy Butler, who's into the ball game across the 30. Andy to the 31 and drug down. So Butler is back in there at the tailback position for Hastings High. Tackle is made in there by Delton Worth, one of the defensive linemen for Seward. Again, this guy had 182 tackles a year ago. Worth has been all over the place defensively tonight for the Seward Blue Jays. That was a pickup of only 2 yards in a play by Butler. Hastings High now looking at second down and 8 yards to go. 12-3, Seward with a lead. Wide receivers go all over the place now as the Tigers will go to their shotgun set. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Rutt stands in the gun with one lone setback just to his right side. Brady's got the ball, backs up, throws it across the middle. It's caught by Butler, slips one tackler, still on his feet, 35. He's to the 40-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down. Rutt was stopped, but the little guy kind of shakes loose there as he takes it up to the 40-yard line. Finally, Seward will bring him down to the carpet here, but Hastings High will pick up a first down, I do believe. The official's now taking a second look over there. Butler just got the ball to the 40. Now there's the indication of first down, Hastings.
Just a crossing pattern across the middle of the field. Butler makes a nice reception in traffic and then just simply eludes a couple of tacklers. They had him brought down, and Andy just keep fighting it for extra yards. Picks up about 11 yards, so a first down for the Tigers.
Here's Rudd again, hands the ball away. Brandon Reeves sidesteps the man at the 50, takes the ball across the 40-yard line down to about the 41. Brandon Reeves, a pickup of only 1 yard in the play. Again, good penetration there by the Seward defensive front. Brandon just kind of sidesteps the man and made something out of nothing there as he takes the ball to the 41, a pickup of one. 3 minutes to play. And now we've got a problem here on the sideline. We got an injured Blue Jay. An injured Blue Jay is down. I think that's Logan Henning getting up there. Check that. Delton Worth. Delton Worth is a guy in slow and getting up, and now he's going to hobble off the field here for the Seward Blue Jays. Again, we'll have Hastings College football coming up tomorrow. We'll continue our little two-day trek as we head to Sioux Falls after this one tonight. 12:15 for the Paul Merkowitz pregame show tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Number 1 ranked Sioux Falls. Number 19 Hastings. Really looking forward to the battle tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be a real dandy. And anytime you get a chance to see the defending national champion, it's going to be quite a deal. Understand they're looking over the roster. They return nearly every starter on offense and defense. That is unheard of. They're just a tremendous dynasty up there that the Sioux Falls has been able to put together.
I think they officially have it listed in the media guide as 8 or 9 returning starters on both sides of the ball, but some of those guys really played more than the regular starters did, so they are stacked. They won't have the ball game for you tomorrow. And now we're having some problems getting things resumed there as Worth finally got off the field for Seward, and now head coach Greg Welch is having a conversation with the officials here on the near sideline. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Again, at last check, the Adams Central Patriots had the lead over the Holdridge Dusters tonight. AC getting a test. 13-6 is the score there. That was expected to be maybe a higher scoring football game tonight, but defense has been the key there. 13-6, Adams Central the lead over Holdridge at last check. Elm Creek has now built a 30-0 lead over Loup City. They are midway through the third quarter here tonight. Here's one you've been sitting on the edge of your seats for. Now, I want to pass this one along late in the first quarter. Douglas of Wyoming is leading Alliance by the score of 6-0. St. Paul has got a 28-9 lead over O'Neill. At halftime, Waverly is leading Nebraska City 56-0. And at halftime, Kearney Catholic, the Stars, out on top of Donovan Trumbull by the score of 14-6. 12-3 here. Seward has got the lead. Rutt hands the ball away, and that's going to go nowhere. Reeves carries the ball right up in the middle of the defensive push there as he gets it back to the line of scrimmage. Now Hastings High in a situation they don't like to be in, third down and long, third and about 8.
Well, in the little delay we had, they were working on the score clock, putting a couple more ticks back on there. But, boy, defensively, Seward just really pinning their ears back. They know the Tigers are going to try to run the football up the middle of the field, and they have just really made some nice penetration up there, and they're going to force Hastings into a third and about 9.
From their 42-yard line, Rutt wants to throw the ball, does so. It's caught here at the 45 to the 50, down the sideline, 45, and run out of bounds. Jack Andreessen gets the catch there. Jack coming back from an injury a game or so ago, playing for the first time in a while. Gets the reception there. Makes a nice catch on the ball and moves it into Seward territory. First down and 10 for Hastings High at the Seward 45.
Ninth first down on the night for Hastings High as they move the ball into Seward territory. And a good job by Rutt, just buying a little bit of time. He hit Andreessen out there, and then Andreessen picks up a nice block from Ben Reimer on the edge to get him 16 yards in the first down.
Wide receiver splits to the right side. Hastings is on the near side hash mark. Man comes in motion. Here's a handoff again. Reeves slides through there across the 40-yard line down to the Seward 38. Just tough running yards there by Brandon Reeves. There's a lot of blue shirts around him, and finally he kind of slides through there. Nice run by Reeves. He takes a run off the pipe. A pickup of about 6 yards in the play, second down and 4. So again, Hastings High able to move the football here against Seward. Now they got to finish the drive.
Well, and Reeves, the quarterback from last year, really impressed with him in there at fullback. Tough runner, 11 carries, 41 yards here on the night.
Second down and 4. Rutt backs up, quarterback keeper. He takes the ball to the 35, maybe to the 34. Going to be very close to another first down here for Hastings High. And on the stop there for the Seward Blue Jays, making the stop was number 58, Thomas Boehner. Boehner makes the stop, the 225-pound tackle for Seward. Sideline to the far side, and what are they going to say? A first down Hastings High. So the Tigers now on the move in the third quarter. They're trailing by the score of 12-3 here in this one.
Well, a good job by Rutt again, running the option to the right, to the left side, and seen a little bit of a crease right off left tackle, and he took it upfield, was able to pick up the necessary yardage. We'll give him 4 on the game. So Rutt now with 7 carries and 30 yards on the night, and another first down number 10 as the ball spotted down at the Seward 35.
1:16 to play here in the third. Here's Rutt, bellies to the fullback, now runs it across the 35-30, down to the 25-yard line of Seward, and falls forward down to about the 23. So they fake the ball with the inside handoff there. Rutt just takes it off the left tackle and takes the ball down to the 23-yard line. That is another first down for the Hastings High Tigers.
8 carries now and 42 yards as one of them shimmy shake moves by Brady Rutt off left tackle again. They're really getting some nice blocking out there on the ends for Brady, and he picks up a nice gain of 12 yards. They'll take the ball down to the 23 of Seward.
First down for Hastings High. Rutt up in her center this time. Option play to the short side of the field. Pitchback comes to Butler. Butler slides through there to the 22. He may have fumbled the football over in the far sideline. It's stacked up, and Hastings High is back on top of it. Butler did fumble the football. Right on the sideline on the far side, they've already indicated it's Hastings' ball. Down there for Hastings recovering the loose pig was Jack Andreessen. That's the last thing we need here. Hastings with a very impressive drive now in the third quarter.
Well, they are, and the time ticking away. We're going to be inside 25 seconds here in the third quarter, and if that fumble would have gone the way of Seward, head coach Rick Rebarger standing right down there in front almost would have thrown up on that play because he has talked about the turnovers and the silly mistakes that the Tigers have had the previous three games. That would have been a huge disaster there as we're inside 10 seconds now in the third quarter.
It is second down and 10 yards to go. Here's Rutt, option play. Pitchback comes to Butler. A lot of running room over here, 20-15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Hastings. Andy Butler takes it in from 23 yards out. The Tigers back into the ball game here. Nice run by Andy Butler as they run the option play to the wide side of the field. A lot of green carpet out here, Jimmy. And Andy Butler takes it into the end zone for the score.
Well, and a good job. Brady Rutt was wrapped up as he made that pitch over to Butler. And then Butler doing a good job with his feet, just breaking a couple of tackles with some would-be Blue Jay tacklers. Gets it at the outside, and then his speed just simply propelled him into the end zone. Tanner Jones now and Ben Reimer holding for the Tigers.
Ball is down, bobbled a little bit by Reimer. Gets it down on the turf. There's the extra point. It is good by Jones. Hastings High back into the football game as the Tigers score in the final play of the third quarter. That was an impressive drive there by Hastings High. Three quarters in the books here tonight from Bulldog Stadium in Seward. The score is the Seward Blue Jays 12, Hastings High 10.
It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of 4 select tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details and get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI Mr. Tire.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Tigers go 11 plays, 78 yards. They score in the final play of the third quarter. The PAT good by Jones. The Tigers back into the football game. 12-10 is the score now. Seward has got the lead over Hastings as we start the fourth and final period. The Tigers will kick off, dropping back deep for Seward. You're going to have Frank standing down here at about the 10-yard line. Flanking him just to his left is going to be Chase Cook. Two dangerous return men for the Seward Blue Jays. Jones will get into the football here at the 40-yard line. So Hastings high in the football game. The Tigers looking for their first win of the 2009 season here tonight, trailing the Seward Blue Jays by a score of 12-10. Ball is a hit at about the 15-yard line, high into the air. It goes up over the head of the return man and out of the end zone. And Seward will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. So Hastings high trailing in the ball game now, 12-10. You're not going to get very many chances here in the fourth quarter. You got to make everything out of the chances you do get. Both of these teams, ball control. Your defense has got to come up with a big play.
Well, and they do right now, as it would be a big, big move to hold Seward here, get the football back. A very impressive drive right there at the end of the third quarter. Hastings high with 94 yards in the third quarter. Seward with 78. Chase Cook in the shotgun here at the 20.
He's going to belly the ball to the fullback, and he's going to take the ball to the far side. Gets through one man, and he's going to be chopped down at the 25-yard line. Hastings had a chance at him. That was a Reimer over there on the edge. He slipped away from him and advanced the ball up to about the 25. He'll pick up a 5 on the play at second down and 5.
Look at some individual leaders so far in the ball game. Chase Wordham, 18 carries, 131 yards now in the game. Chase Cook, 5 carries, 27 yards for Seward. Three guys I've got listed out. Brady Rudd, 8 carries, 42 yards. Brandon Reeves, 11 carries and 41 yards. And Andy Butler, 6 carries, 40 yards. And some limited use out there, but the nice 23-yard touchdown run right there at the end of the third.
Second down and 5. There's the quarterback just going to run the ball. Cook goes to the 27. A pickup of only 2 yards on the play. Bottom of the stack there for the Hastings High Tigers. And hanging on for dear life for the Tiger defense was a Nick Paganabon. Paganiban. Is that right?
Paganiban. There you go.
I knew he was a midget football player.
Yeah, you got her.
Paganiban.
But this would be a big momentum change here, Mike. The Tigers have a little bit of the momentum going into the fourth quarter here, but this being a third down and about 3 yards to go, this would be a huge, huge mo change for the Tigers. They'd get some pretty good field position if they can hold Seward here.
Line of scrimmage is a 27, and now they come up to the line of scrimmage, and they want to burn a timeout. So Seward will burn a timeout here. 10 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Seward 12, Hastings High 10.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Seward tonight. High school football on 1230 KHAS. Third down, 3 yards to go for the Jays. They've got the ball on their own 27-yard line. Big play here for the Tiger defense. Maryland I formation. Pitch back comes. Penalty flags are down. The pitch back came to Logan Frank as he was going to try to get to the corner, and I think it was an illegal procedure call here against the Seward Blue Jays as they came to the line of scrimmage.
Well, when we talk about Hastings making mistakes tonight in the football game, but that's going to be the case here. They're going to be a penalty against Seward, so this is going to be a big, big one. This is going to push them back another 5 yards, so it's going to bring up, or is it?
Now they blew the whistle.
They blew the play dead.
They blew the play dead, but no penalties were assessed here, so they're going to just do this over. The whistle sounded, but they didn't march off anything. It's still third down and 3 from the 27-yard line. Same formation. The Maryland I set behind Cook. He backs up, hands the ball away to Wordeman. Wardeman gets to the 30-yard line, leans forward. Did he get there? Wardeman had to get the ball to the 30-yard line. Tackle was made in there by Reeves of Hastings High defensively. We'll see where they spot the football. They needed 3 yards, and it's going to be a first down, I do believe. Yep, they've already signaled a first down. They inch it just across the 30. So a big third down play there for Seward. They move the sticks. 10.5 minutes to play, fourth quarter, 12-10. Seward has got the lead.
Good surge by the J line on the left side, and Wardeman just gets his nose right up behind his big pigs down low and able to take it 4 yards across the 30-yard line. First down for Seward.
Now from the spread set, they'll belly the ball to Wardeman, and they're going to run the ball with the quarterback, Cook, and he hurls over Matt at the 30-yard line to about 31. So they spread the field there. They fake the handoff to Wardeman, and then the quarterback, Cook, just hurdles a man right at the line of scrimmage and takes it to 31. Whole lot of movement there for not much on the north-south end. 31-yard line, it's now second down and 9.
Yeah, not even quite a yard on the gain there. They'll give him just about a half a yard. So going to bring up second down, about 9.5 for Seward. 9:42 left to go here in the ballgame.
Ball just across the 30-yard line. Here's a snap out of the gun again. They're going to throw it to the nearest side. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete, trying to get the ball to Frank. Back there in coverage for Hastings High defensively was Haltmeyer. So an incomplete pass. It's now third down and 9 yards to go. And here's another big third down call for the Tiger defense. Somewhere Hastings has got to come up with a big defensive play, and this will be a great place for it right here.
Well, and either offensive team very explosive. So you have to think that the Tigers pretty soon here have to get the ball back, because just grinding the clock out on the ground is what they did there late in the third quarter. They just don't like to throw the ball a whole lot.
So it's third down and 9. Here's Cook, a little shovel pass. Wardeman has got the ball, looking at outside. He does not get there. Gets it to the 33-yard line. Haltmeyer again. Reimer is over there. Also over there making the stop for Hastings. I was Tanner Jones. There's the big defensive play we needed. A pickup of only 2 yards in the play from about the 31 out to the 33. It's now fourth down and 7. Now the Tigers, barring any foolish mistake here, should get a pretty good field position, trailing by 2.
Boy, and a great job by the Tiger D. Wardeman was out there in the flats, and the shovel pass was delivered to him. I thought he had a lot of room, but a great job there by the defense as we see Reimer and Annie Butler back deep.
Here's Cook punting the ball. Good high kick. Great kick. Reimer grabs the ball back here at the 25. He gets a block to the 30, to the 35-yard line, and he's brought down right there. So Hastings High in good field position here. Tackle is made downfield by the Blue Jays. That was Blake Vaggert. Vaggert, the 196-pound senior, making the stop. A 41-yard kick, 8-yard return by Reimer. Now Hastings High has got the ball. 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. They're trailing by just 2 points, so a field goal would do it here.
Well, we've talked about the kicker, Tanner Jones. He went to several camps in the offseason during the summer. His parents getting him out there and getting him very well educated, so we'll see what happens. But the Tigers, 65 yards from pay dirt.
All right, run is up under center. Hands the ball away. Angles off of the right side to pick up a 1, 2, maybe 3 yards. Not much there for Hastings High as they run the football off to the right side. And carrying the ball there for Hastings High, new man in there for the Tigers now in this series, Casey Lammers. Lammers gets his second carry of the ball game as he moves the ball up to the 38, a pickup of about 2.5. We'll call it second down and 7 yards to go. Clock is running, 8.5 minutes to play in the ball game.
One bright spot, Mike, you mentioned Lammers. He's a sophomore. Rick Rebarger playing an awful, awful lot of sophomores in his starting role here this season.
Second down and 7 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, the 37. Here's a handoff again for Hastings. And carrying the ball there for the Tigers, the same man as Casey Lammers. As Lammers takes the ball maybe for a yard. Or check that Andy Butler is in there now. Andy Butler gets the carry for Hastings High. He gets it maybe a yard as he moves the ball up to about the 39. So now it is third down and 6 yards to go. Third and 6 for Hastings High. They're working with the ball in their own territory.
Well, we talked about Seward having a big third down call. This as well for Hastings High with 7:44 left to go in the game. Every possession really gets real tight right now as the clock continues to move.
Tigers from the gun, third down and 6 yards to go. Runner's got the ball. He backs up, looks to the right. Now across the middle, it's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted by Seward as Chase Cook was back there playing center field. The intended receiver for Hastings High right in the center of the field between the two hash marks was Jaden Lacey, a sophomore wide receiver who was in there out of that shotgun formation for the Tigers. So Hastings High goes 3 plays and out. Now they're going to give the ball away again. on a fourth down and six situation with 7.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Seward 12, Hastings I 10.
Trying to force it into Lacey right out there at the big bulldog in the middle of the field. A lot of blue jerseys in the middle as Tanner Jones into punt here. 7:31 left to go in the game.
Jones has got the ball. He kicks it downfield. It's going to be a fair catch called for and made at the 30-yard line. That was Werdeman making the fair catch. 33-yard kick there for Jones, and now the Hastings High defense again will have to hold Seward right here. Obviously, they can't give up any points. They're down by 2, 12-10, with just 7.5 to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, and I think the Tigers can ill afford to give them a couple of first downs because Seward's just going to keep the ball on the ground, keep that clock a moving. So every possession is very important here, and I don't think they can really give them much more than about one first down, Mike.
They'll start off with the I formation this time with a wide receiver split out to the right side. There's a man going in motion. That is Frank. A handoff goes to Werdeman. Werdeman breaks it into the open across the 30 to the 35 to the 37-yard line. Tackle is made downfield by Hastings High defensively. That is Nick Patrick. Patrick, the 5'11", 235-pound senior, making the stop there for Hastings High. But now before Werdeman picks up about 6 yards in a play, he brings the ball out to the 36.
Been the Chase Werdeman show tonight. 20 carries, 138 yards. He has just really been continuing to be the workhorse for Seward here tonight.
Nothing that we did not expect. Second down and 4 yards to go from the 36. Up under center, handoff again to Werdeman, right into the center of the defense there across the 40. Plows forward out to about the 43-yard line. There's the first down. Tackle is made in there by Hastings High. Making the stop there was Zach Andrus, who's into the ballgame now defensively. Andrus, the 6-foot, 250-pound senior. But there's a first down for Seward. They will get a fresh set of downs here as they inch closer to the midfield stripe. 6:44 to play. 12-10. Seward has got the lead. Seward up to the line of scrimmage here. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Wide receiver split out to the left side. Hand off again to Werdeman. Bounces off of one man, and then he is brought down as he approaches the 45-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Nick Patrick for Hastings High defensively. That was a pickup of 2 on the play. Seward just content with running the ball here, picking up a couple of first downs, like you mentioned, running the clock. We're down to 6:14 to play. They've got a two-point lead.
Well, and when you hand it to a very reliable running back in Chase Werdeman, both hands on the ball, the offensive line doing a nice job. They're getting a pretty good surge up front against the Tiger front and able to get some positive yards. That one there, a gain of nearly 2, 5:58 left to go here, second down and 8 for the Jays.
From about the 45-yard line, that's their own 45. Here's a pitch play to Werdeman. Werdeman, 45-50. There he goes, 45-40 down the sideline, 35-30. Jukes him at the 25-yard line and brought down at the 22. Down there defensively for Hastings, saving a touchdown was Kyle Hamburger. A great run there by Chase Werdeman. They just kind of lulled you to sleep, and then he brought Werdeman in motion. And he pitched the ball to him. He took it around the left end, which was the short side of the field, dances his way down the far sideline. Picks up a first down and more, and now the Tigers are in trouble. First down and 10 for Seward at the Hastings 22.
30-yard gain as they were able to get the Werdeman loose on the outside, and that was the one that maybe really did it for the Tigers. 5:29 left to go here deep in Tiger territory at the 22.
Here's an inside handoff to Werdeman as he brings the ball across the 20 as he falls forward down to about the 18-yard line. Adams Central has put a couple of scores on the board now. The Adams Central Patriots in the third quarter lead the Holdridge Dusters by the score of 23-6. Elm Creek shutting out Loup City at the end of the third quarter. It's 36-0. Potter Dix with a lead over Layton tonight, 6-0. Second down and 6 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, the Tiger 18-yard line. Here's the inside handoff, and that's not going far, but squirting through there, taking him all down to the 15 before he's finally brought down. That's Werdeman again. They had him stop right at the line of scrimmage, and at the last second just kind of springs forward out of nowhere and takes it down to the 15-yard line. And now Seward looking at third down at about, 2.5 yards to go. The more important factor here, the clock, Jimmy, is down to 4:34 to play here in the fourth quarter.
Well, it is, and you just continue to pound Chase Werdeman up there now with 187 yards on the night and a very tough customer to bring down.
Here's Cook up under center. Hand off again. Why not? Werdeman has got the ball. Slides to their 15. He's to the 10-yard line of the 5 and brought down at the 3. Werdeman carrying the load here for the Seward Blue Jays. Tackle is made downfield by Dylan Haldmeyer for Hastings High. And now we got a Tiger down here at about the 15-yard line. So Seward is sitting at point-blank range with a 2-point lead. It is 12-10 with 4 minutes and 13 seconds remaining here in this fourth quarter. As a play is being held up momentarily here, we're going to have a timeout. We'll take a quick break. 4:13 to play fourth quarter. Seward 12, Hastings High 10.
Cold Nebraska weather is here once again, and Beeman's Appliance wants to remind you to have your heating system checked for proper working condition. Inefficient appliances can mean lost money to you. Beeman's Appliance is your local Carrier experts and can save you money on high heating costs with a Carrier Infinity system. Beeman's Appliance also has used appliances for sale. Check with Beeman's today for more information on a heating safety check, used appliances, or a Carrier Infinity heating system. Located at 729 East Park Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Jack Andreessen is the injured Tiger as he makes his way off the field. We understand Zach Hunt has just intercepted a ball and returned it for a long touchdown for Adams Central, and the Patriots are now out on top of Holdridge by the score of 30-6. That ball game being played in Holdridge tonight. So the fourth-ranked Patriots on a roll. First down and goal for Seward as they go right back to work here, and squirting into the end zone from 3 yards out is going to be Chase Werdeman. As he scores his second touchdown of the ball game, it's now 18-10 in favor of the Seward Blue Jays.
27 carries, 202 yards, two touchdowns, and that has been the workhorse and the guy that's caused the most damage for the Tigers tonight. And again, they go off left tackle, making a great surge at the left side of the line for Seward, and they were able to get Chase Werdeman in from 3 yards out. Chase Cook now in for the PAT.
Ball is down. The kick is up as it goes heading toward the uprights, and that one is going to be no good. They miss another PAT. They look good from here, but the officials right underneath the goalposts indicate the PAT no good. So the Tigers still have a chance here. That's only an 8-point lead. It would take a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, but still plenty of time. 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play in quarter number four. The score is Seward 18, Hastings High 10.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Seward tonight. Hastings High still breathing some hope here. 18-10 thanks to a couple of missed extra points after touchdowns for Seward. Here comes the kickoff. It's bounced along the ground. That hit a guy on the front line for Hastings. You got to pick that up. They do at the 35-yard line, and going to be swarmed under right there. So again, the ball is hit down along the ground. That was hit by one of the guys in the front line. There goes ricocheting into the center of the field. That's a live ball. You got to pick that up. The Tigers did, and then the pursuit was there for Seward, and they're spilled here at the 35-yard line. So now the Tigers, they got to take the ball downfield here and get a two-point conversion to win this, baby.
Okay, and I thought I seen a flag down. It's going to be a face mask against Seward, so this is going to help the Tigers out. It's going to give them a little better field position than they're set in now. So, yeah, 3:59 left to go. They need a touchdown and a two-point conversion. It's not out of the sorts. They get Andy Butler loose on the outside. We've seen what he can do when he gets in the open. So we'll see. Well, they're still conversing down on the field here.
Remember what happened last year between these two teams, Seward and Hastings High? The Tigers had the lead. Seward came back, tied the ball game up with a late touchdown. In fact, I think it was with 1 or 2 seconds left. And then Hastings blocked the extra point, and the Tigers won it by 1 point. Remember that? We did that game at the Osborne Sports Complex. They scored the touchdown to get within 1 point. They tried an extra point to try to tie the thing up to send it into overtime, and the Tigers blocked it to send it to the sidelines. Here's a pass. It's going to be caught but out of bounds. They bring the ball to the nearest sideline. That was Ben Reimer who makes the catch, but he was out of bounds. So, yeah, Seward had a chance to send the ball game into overtime as they scored that late touchdown. The Tigers blocked that extra point, and Hastings got out of there with a 26-25 win. That was their only win of last season.
Well, and the Tigers looking for their first win of the season here this evening, 0-3. That one there, Brady Rutt rolling to the left side looking for Ben Reimer deep downfield. He made the catch at about the 35-yard line, but had a foot out of bounds.
Second down and 10 now from the 40-yard line. Rutt's going to hand the ball away. That's Butler with the ball, 40-45. He's at the 50-yard line inside Seward territory down to the 45, where he's spun down right there. By the Jays, a touchdown-saving tackle by Chase Cook. Don't go away yet. Hastings High on the march here. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers are down by 8 points. It is 18-10. Nice run by Andy Butler.
Well, and that's the guy you need to have in there. He's your playmaker. He can take it back in punt returns, kickoff returns. It doesn't matter, and I mentioned it just a minute ago. If you get him loose, nobody's going to catch him, and he nearly got loose there. 14-yard gain into Blue Jay territory.
Here's Rutt. Play action pass. Wants to throw. He's got time. Now being pressured. Brady's got to get out of there. He's got the ball at the 50-yard line. He's in the open 45 to the 43, and finally driven back here at the 43-yard line. So he got it back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe they'll give him a yard or so on the scramble as Brady Rutt could not get rid of the ball downfield. Now Brady is a little slow in getting up. Brady is slow in getting up here for Hastings High after running with a football there, running for his life.
Well, and he got loose and made it back into the center of the field, and just a swarm of Blue Jays come running in there on him. They're going to fix his shoulder pads.
Yeah, he's hobbling a little bit.
Yeah, he is. A little woozy right now. He's a guy we can ill afford to have on the sidelines. They'll give him a positive gain. 1 yard, second down and nine here.
From the 44-yard line of Seward, there's Butler in motion. Rutt pitches the ball back to Andy. Sidesteps the man at the 46, across the 45, down to the 40-yard line. A pickup of about 4 yards in a play. Butler is brought down by the defensive secondary of Seward. Now Hastings High, you would think this would be a two-down territory here. Third down and 5 yards to go for Hastings. They've got the ball at Seward. The Tigers looking to drive for their tying touchdown. Third down and 5 yards to go from the 40-yard line of Seward. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Rutt up under center. He's got the ball. Wants to throw. Throws it to the near side. It's caught down here at the 30-yard line. A nice catch made here by Hastings High. Down along the carpet to pick that one up is Kyle Hamburger. A great catch there by Hamburger. Now at the 30-yard line, into the first down. The Tigers keep the drive alive. He caught that ball right in front of Richie Graves, the quarterback here on the right side.
Boy, and again, just a tough throw across his body. Brady Rutt rolled to the left side and then found Hamburger down here at the 30-yard line. He made a nice sliding catch, a gain of 10. Tigers take it down to the Blue Jay 30-yard line.
2:05 to play here in the football game. Tigers are down by 8. Here's Rutt, hands the ball away. Penalty flags down. They blow this one dead. So here we go again. We talked about the mistakes in the first half. You can't do it down here, gang. You're driving for what could be the tying touchdown. Hastings High with the ball at the 30-yard line. There's an illegal procedure call against Hastings High.
It'll cost them 5 yards. More importantly, we're down to 1:59 left to go here, and you just can't go in reverse. You have to get it going in the right direction. The Tigers just pick up a nice big first down on the pass from Rutt to Hamburger, and then a costly error. Somebody up on the front line jumped early. So it's going to be first and 15 now. Ball at the Blue Jay 35, 1:58, clock moving.
All right, Tigers come up to the line of scrimmage. They'll go with their spread set. Two wide receivers out to the right, two to the left side. Rutt in the shotgun on first down and 15 yards to go. Brady looks left, then right, throws it out there. It's going to be caught at the 32-yard line, and then he is knocked down. He stays in bounds. That was James Hammack grabbing the ball on the reception there for Hastings High, but a short gain on the play as they move the ball from the 35 only to about the 32. A pickup of 3 yards in a play, and Rick Rebarger right there, he calls the timeout for Hastings High. Hammack was knocked down. He stays in bounds, so Hastings High will have to burn the timeout right here. 1:37 to play in regulation. The score is Seward 18, Hastings High 10.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it's come down to an exciting finish here. Hastings High football tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Tigers driving for what could be a tying touchdown. 18-10 is the score. 18-10 the score. Seward has got the lead. 1:37 to play here in the fourth quarter, but Hastings High has got the ball in striking distance here. Second down and 12 yards to go from the Seward 32. Following the timeout from head coach Rick Rebarger on the far side. Rutt will be up under center. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right side. Now he comes in motion to the near sideline. Rutt backs up under pressure, rolls left, throws the ball near side. It's going to be caught by Butler down here at the 17-yard line. Nice catch by Andy Butler at the 17. Falls forward to about the 16-yard line. A good pressure throw there by Brady Rutt. It's hauled in by Andy Butler. That's a first down. Clock has stopped momentarily as they move the chains. Hastings now with the ball at the 16.
And again, Rutt rolls to the left side, and not the prettiest pass at Brady Strome, but he was able to get it in between the coverage, and Butler makes a nice reception. A gain of 17, first down.
Here's Rutt running the option play. Pitch back to Butler, eludes one man and spun down at the 16. No gain in the play by Butler. Another stop there for the Seward Blue Jays with penetration was Derek Eastman, number 57. And now Coach Rebarger is calling another timeout. A loss of about a half a yard in the play as the ball is pushed back here and to about the 16-yard line. So second down, we'll call it 11 yards to go when we come back. 1:16 to play in the fourth quarter. The score is Seward 18, Hastings High 10.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Seward. 1:16 to play fourth quarter. Hastings down by 8 points, but the Tigers are driving. Second down, 11 yards to go from the Seward 16-yard line. Rutt has got the ball, rolls right. He's got the ball, unloads it. It's down at the 5-yard line. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. Nice catch down there by Ben Reimer at the 5- or 6-yard line. Again, he had to jerk that one away from a would-be defender there for Seward. A great catch by Reimer.
Boy, and that was Frank down there defensively for Seward. Now they're...
A penalty on Hastings. Are you kidding me? Again, they're talking with the folks from Seward. I don't even see the penalty flag. It's obviously on the far sideline. The Seward Blue Jays clapping in their defensive huddle as they will confer here at the 10-yard line.
Boy, what a great catch by Ben Reimer. Now we're going to have officials timeout. Ben Reimer makes a great reception and rips the ball away from Logan Frank down there at about the 6-yard line. And now the official's going to walk. I don't think there's a flag. There's none laying on the field right now.
So we got the ball down around the 6-yard line as the officials are talking there.
Well, they're going to measure for the first down now.
That was on a third down situation, so even if Hastings High doesn't make this, which they don't, they're about a yard, or not even a yard, just a couple of inches shy of a first down. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. There's no penalty. I think the folks from Seward were clapping. They thought that was fourth down, Jimmy, and they came up short, but that was only third down. So now Hastings High has got fourth down and about an inch to go from the 5.5-yard line of Seward with 1:09 to play. So really the game comes down to this. Hastings High needs to convert on this first down. And now they're going to come over and explain the situation to head coach Greg Welch on the near sideline. I thought the Seward players thought maybe that was a fourth down situation that the Tigers came up short. There was no penalty flag, but Hastings High now on a fourth down situation, or is this third? This should be fourth down. They still got third down up on the markers here. From about the 5.5-yard line. Here's Rutt, hands the ball away. Butler has got it. He's got the first down regardless as he takes the ball down to the 3-yard line. So Andy Butler angles off to the right side. He takes it down to the 3-yard line. Now we've got 1 minute to play, and Hastings High will have 4 shots at the end zone here from the 3-yard line of Seward, and then he'll have to do it again with a 2-point conversion from the 3-yard line. So Hastings High will spread the field. 1 minute to go. Tigers are down by 8 points, 18-10. Rutt up under center. Backs up. Looks left. Throws the ball. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Seward down the sideline. 20, 25, 30, 35. He's to the 40, 45, 50. Down the sideline he goes at the 45-yard line and brought down at the 33. Intercepted by Daniel Buss. Or check that. Intercepted by Logan Frank. And nope, I was right the first time. Number 19, Daniel Buss. Daniel Buss gets the interception with 42 seconds to play in the end zone and basically returns it all the way back to the Tiger 34-yard line. The ball game is over.
Well, and that was pass all the way. Brady Rutt took the ball from center, and he looked one direction and one direction only the whole time, looking Ben Reimer's way. And that one there just telegraphed the pass. That one picked off, and the Tigers' hopes to get a victory are squandered by an interception at the goal line.
Return back to the 33-yard line as they just go back and take a knee here in a tough, tough break for the Hastings High Tigers, driving for what would have been a at least a potential at tying this baby up in regulation. But Daniel Buss intercepts the ball and returns it all the way back to the 33-yard line. And the Tiger hopes of picking up a victory are dashed here tonight. 15 seconds to go. Again, Cook just comes back and takes a knee, and that pretty well should be the ball game. Hastings High going to drop a heartbreaker here tonight in Seward, driving for what would have been a tying touchdown late in the ball game. Brady Rutt throws an interception, picked off by Daniel Buss at the goal line and returned all the way back to the 33-yard line, and the ball game is over as Seward takes a couple of knees, and the clock will run out here. So a tough break for Hastings High. The Tigers will drop to no wins and four losses on the season. Seward will improve to two wins and two losses. Again, the final score in this one, it was Seward 18, Hastings High 10. You're listening to High School Football.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in Seward. Hastings High drops one here tonight to the Seward Blue Jays. Final score of 18-10. Tigers jumped out on top of this ball game. First possession of the ball game, a 28-yard field goal from Tanner Jones. Nine plays, 45 yards in their opening possession. 6:15 to play first quarter, 3-0. Hastings High had the advantage. Chase Wardeman then got loose, 62-yard touchdown run. With 5:32 to play in the second period, the PAT was no good. 6-3 was the score at halftime in favor of Seward. In the third quarter, Logan Frank on a 19-yard reverse play got into the end zone. The two-point conversion was no good. And with 4:17 to play in the third, 12-3, Seward had the advantage. Hastings High then put together a nice drive, 11 plays, 78 yards. Andy Butler scored as time ran out in the third quarter. He got in from 23 yards out. The point after touchdown was good. That made the score 12-10 in favor of Seward. Then in the fourth quarter, Chase Wardeman scored his second touchdown of the ball game, a 3-yard touchdown run with 4:07 to play. The PAT was no good. That gave Hastings High a chance, 18-10. They drove the ball right down the field. And then Hastings High, Brady Rutt, throws an interception as Daniel Buss picks off the ball at the goal line and returns it back to the Hastings High 33-yard line with 42 seconds remaining in the contest. And Seward was able to run out the clock 18-10. The Jays winning the football game here tonight.
Well, just a heartbreaker here in Seward. Hastings looking for their first victory and nearly coming away with what would have been a touchdown. They would have had to get the two-point conversion, but just an errant pass really telegraphed by Brady Rutt, and the defense picks that one off, and they seal the victory here in Seward tonight. Final numbers, Chase Cook passing the football tonight was 5 of 9 for 37 yards. Seward rushed it 40 times for 261 yards. So 298 total yards of offense for Seward here this evening, 11 first downs, and we talked about it all game long. The workhorse, Chase Wardeman, 27 carries, 202 yards, and two touchdowns. On the side of Hastings High, Brady Rutt was 10 of 16 passing, a lot of the yards coming late on that last drive, really pretty efficient, leading the ball club downfield. He had 74 yards, two interceptions, as we said, one of those being very costly late in the ball game. The Tigers rushed it 40 times for 182 yards, so 256 total yards of offense for Hastings tonight, 15 first downs. Brady Rutt, 9 rushes for 60 yards. Andy Butler on a sparing roll, 11 carries and 63 yards and a touchdown. But again, Mike, just a heartbreaking loss for Coach Rebarger and his troops, and they'll try to regroup next week as they lose this one here 18-10 in Seward.
All right, so the Tigers now 0-4 on the season. Stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up and the coach's post-game show. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, welcome back to Seward. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings High again coming up short, 18-10 was the final score here tonight. Again, Brady Rutt, 9 rushes and 60 yards in the ball game tonight. Andy Butler, 11 carries, 63 yards and a touchdown. A couple of guys who led the offensive charges for the Tigers tonight. Heath Satt had a good ball game on the defensive side of the ball. Nick Patrick, Brandon Rees, those guys carried the defense tonight for Hastings High and the loss. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings High is going to be Andy Butler. Did not get the start because of some sickness during the week, but came on, gave the Tigers a spark offensively. 11 carries, 63 yards, and a touchdown. He scored the touchdown at the end of the third quarter to give Hastings High a chance. Pulled the Tigers within 2 points at that time at 12-10. So Andy Butler will be our player of the game tonight as Hastings High drops an 18-10 decision to the Seward Blue Jays. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHIS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Well, Jimmy Purcell back in Seward tonight. The Seward Blue Jays beat the Hastings High Tigers by a score of 18-10. As head coach Rick Rebarger joins us in the postgame show. And, Coach, a tough way to lose a football game as we come to the end. Just talk about that final play.
Well, you know, we tried to run it, get that first down, and kind of got stuffed. And I knew we only had one timeout, and I was just thinking we had a safe pass and a double out. And, I was going to come back and run it again if we didn't get it. And unfortunately, it got intercepted. But, you know, that's a dumb call. I told the boys I'm proud of their effort. They've done everything we asked them to do. And if they want to blame somebody, they can blame me, because that was just I should have just ran the football. And, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Whatever you want to do with it, but I just made a dumb call. Cost us the ball game.
Coach, I thought offensively tonight we'd, you know, talked about the struggles that you've kind of had with putting the ball on the turf several times to get in the red zone. I thought tonight, though, the offense really was pretty efficient. You were able to mix it up through the air. Brady did a pretty good job throwing the football, especially on that last drive. And then offensively rushing the football, I thought your combination of running backs did a pretty good job running out there tonight.
Yeah, you know, it was tough running. You know, we could get something going. They were blitzing us on second down all the time, and it seemed like there for – in the second and third quarter, we'd go forward on first down and then lose some yardage. And you know, it's probably some – probably should have opened it up a little bit more on the second to last series. And I thought we had enough time that we could probably grind out a nice drive. And you know, we were unable to do that. And then they come back and score on us. So then we've got to open it up. And, you know, it's just – like I said, I'm proud of our boys. I think they did everything we asked them to do this week, and you know, other than maybe some costly little offside penalties, I thought they played a pretty air-free ball game. And you know, what can I say? They just they had a guy let them down, and that was me. And you know, I'll live with it. And I know our boys are going to come back, and this one hurts them, and we're going to come back and. You know, let it go on Sunday and then get after it again on Monday.
Coach, defensively, you guys played pretty rock solid. Gave up one long touchdown run to Wardeman, and then gave up a little reverse play. Other than that, the defense was pretty good tonight.
Yeah, they did a good job. I thought our defensive line. Well, you know, they did everything that they should have done to win the ball game. I mean, they kept them, you know, within 12 points, and we just. Or 18 points, that's enough points for us to win a ball game, and we just didn't get it done tonight.
Okay, Coach, thanks for stopping
Thank you.
Rick Rehbarger, head coach for Hastings Iger and the Tigers, dropping this one here tonight. The Seward Blue Jays, the Seward makes
the bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Kelly Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in the Seward. So this one in the books here tonight. It was a big, big night for Chase Werdeman as he carries the ball 27 times, 202 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. So lead the Seward Blue Jays to the victory tonight, 18-10 over the Hastings High Tigers. So Seward will improve to 2 wins and 2 losses on the season. Hastings High is now 0-4. Stick around. We've got Brad Beam is going to be joining us here with the scoreboard show along with Tyson Hrebonik. We got all the scores from across the state of Nebraska. In this busy night of high school football action, Hastings St. Cecilia winning their ball game last night over Columbus Scotus 42-7. Adams Central had a big lead at last check over the Holdridge Dusters. In fact, it was 30-6, I believe. Adams Central had the lead early in the fourth quarter. We'll get you an update on that ball game coming up here shortly, and we'll get all the scores from across the state, so stick around. We've got the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show coming up next. Tomorrow we've got Hastings College football. We'll continue our little two-day trek. We'll head to Sioux Falls. The number one ranked team in the nation, the defending national champions, the Sioux Falls Cougars, will take on 19th-ranked Hastings tomorrow afternoon, 12:15 for the Paul Merkowitz pregame show. We'll have the kickoff at 1 o'clock, the Cougars and the Broncos tomorrow here on 12:30 KHAS. Exciting one. Hastings High had a chance to win it, or at least tie the ball game at the end, but Daniel Buss, a big defensive play, and Seward hangs on as they beat Hastings by the score of 18-10. For Jimmy Purcell, Tyson Hrebonik, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Seward.